see the sets and we're ready to go here. We have already one team into the semi-final, and what a surprise it was. Wexford defeating Armagh by 114 to 12 points, and a terrific second half display by them. No changes on any sides as we join the sides here. Paul Darty, Gareth Bradshaw, Finian Handley, Damien Burke, Niall Coyne, Damon Blake and Gary Seist, Barry Cullinan and Mark Lydon midfield. It's Cormac Bain, Padraig Joyce and Paul Conroy, Matthew Clancy, Michael Meehan and Fiacra Brannock. For Kerry, David Murphy, Padraig Reedy, Mark O'Shea, Tom O'Sullivan, Tomás O'Shea, Aidan O'Mahony and Killian Young, Darrow O'Shea and Seamus Scanlon, Tommy Walsh, Colm Cooper and Donica Walsh, Declan O'Sullivan, Kieran Donaghy and Brian Sheehan. And our referee for this afternoon is Joe McQuillan from Cavan. The scene is set, Wiji.
Yes, indeed, and I'd expect that the Kerry full back line and the Galway full forward line will decide this match.
Well, the last time they met back on the 13th of April in Galway in the league, it was a 5-point win for Kerry. Let's see what's going to happen here this afternoon. First ball driven in long inside for Michael Meehan, and very near the sideline, over, in fact it's gone out over the line in front of the Cusick stand, and it's Michael Meehan directly up against Mark O'Shea this afternoon. Tom O'Sullivan is out there at left cornerback. It's as you are, no positional changes by any side compared to last week. In fact, there is one. Killian Young, in actual fact, is marking Matthew Clancy. That's the switch. Darrow O'Shea, first touch, the record breaker this afternoon, 71 championships appearances. What a great performer he has been in the green and gold for Kerry. That ball has gone off a Kerry defender over in the far side, right in front of the Cusick stand, and it's Matthew Clancy. In fact, he's going to leave it, and this one will be driven in definitely long in around Fiacra Brannock's direction, I think. So here comes the first ball driven in by Joyce. Long ball inside again. Will it be Mark O'Shea's? It's broken from him, from Michael Meehan, but it's gone for the first wide.
Yes, and Michael Meehan and Mark O'Shea, that's going to be a very interesting battle, because Michael Meehan is probably one of the fastest forwards in the country. Very, very fast. And Mark O'Shea, well, he had a fairly torrid time last weekend here against Manning, but it's going to be a great battle between the two of them, and that's the battle might decide the game. At the other end, you have Tommy Welch and Kieran Donaghy in front of the Canal goal, and Colm Cooper playing out around the 40.
Well, I heard it was great Kerry support in Newbridge this afternoon. Great catch by Darrow O'Shea. There's good Kerry support here in Croke Park. In long ball for Tommy Walsh. First test for Tommy. Gets there ahead of Garrett Bradshaw. He wasn't in the panel at all in the league. He's come from nowhere. What a run by Tommy Walsh. Going through, bearing down, kicking and scoring. Tommy Walsh has got a point after 1 minute and 34 seconds.
Yeah, great start for Tommy Walsh. That big Tommy Walsh from Cairns O'Rahillies. His brother scored 3 goals for the Kerry Miners today down in Newbridge. Well done. It's a great day for the Welshes. Big Tommy Walsh got that ball turned around, left his man after him. He just slugged him off and he went right through, and with the right leg slipped the ball over the bar. Remember, Kerry are attacking the canal end here. The Welshes are on song today. That's 3 goals for the brother and one for the big brother.
The kick out now from Paul Doherty out towards this side of the field for the Hogan stand. Great catch by Seamus Scanlon. He went high for that one and he came down rather heavily, but he held on to the ball. The most important thing, Tomás O'Shea goes in. Aidan O'Mahony, no sign of that injury in the Monaghan game. Still Aidan O'Mahony dips the shoulder now, tackling him all the time is Mark Lydon. Gets away from Lydon. Aidan O'Mahony with a good release, ball outside to Killian Young. First touch for the Renard man, gives a low ball again for Tommy Walsh. He's out ahead of Garrett Bradshaw for the second time, grabs it again, still 60 yards out from goal. The referee plays advantage, gives it back now to Aidan O'Mahony. 2 Kerry players down this side, one is Donica Walsh, one is Tomás O'Shea. Drives it high for Declan O'Sullivan. Declan breaks it down, it's gathered there nicely by Gary Seiss. He plays it outside to his wing forward Paul Conroy, who was the sub that day in the league as well back in April. Poor pass from him. He's put his forwards really into disarray, and Aidan O'Mahony picks it up again in the half-back line. Aidan O'Mahony beats the tackle, gives it now to Killian Young, who switched over from left to right half-back. Killian has his fellow South Kerry man in front of him. That's Declan O'Sullivan. Declan hops the ball, solos with the right, still cuts in, gives it back to Killian Young. He breaks the tackle. Good run by the Renard man. Inside to Donica Walsh, over the late pass back to Tommy Walsh. Could work well for Kerry. Tommy turns and he's just failed this time. He's kicked this right and wide.
Yeah, that was a great move by Kerry, and Tommy Walsh was at the end of it. Got the ball just in front of the inside the big square. He turned around, swiveling the and kick with the right leg. The one thing about Tommy Welch, 3 balls have gone in, he's collected the 3 balls, and none of the 3 of them were high. Every single one of them was in along the ground. Low balls, he's as good with the low one as he will with the high one, but he'd be disappointed he didn't kick that over the bar. But a great move by Kerry
and a good start by Kerry, and the kick out now coming again from the edge of the square by Paul Doherty. 3 minutes and 3.5 minutes Kerry lead by 1 point in L. Tommy Walsh getting that first score of the afternoon. Getting really cloudy here now in Croke Park, literally or no breeze whatsoever. Out for the middle of the field, up will go Dara and up will go Barry Cullinan, and in comes Brian Sheehan. Tackle high, referee does give him the free in the end. He's fouled by Padraig Joyce. He gets on quickly with it, and Kerry look eager. Killian Young back to Brian Sheehan again, now inside the 45 metre line. Still Brian Sheehan turning. Niall Coyne left, right and centre. This looks good now. In fact, it's going to turn to left. In fact, Tommy Walsh might keep it in. He doesn't, unfortunately. They're gone wide.
Yeah, good effort by Brian Sheehan. Got the ball there, he got it from the break. The ref left and go, he passed it back, took the return pass, went inside the 45, kicking into the canal. goal. He had a go for a point. Swung the ball across the face of the goal. Tommy Welch went up, tried to get it down. He did get it down, but he just put it wide. But Kerry looking very good, very fresh, very, very anxious at the moment.
Donica Walsh adjusting the bootlace at the moment. Coming out to meet him now is Gary Sice. The kick out from Paul Doherty once again towards the middle. Dara adjusts himself and punches it down nicely. And Declan O'Sullivan gets the break. Plays it back to Tomás O'Shea. It's all Kerry so far. They've settled really well. Long ball inside for Donaghy. Is this his first touch after 4 minutes? It is indeed, and it's just gone out right and wide. But good defending there by the Galway defender.
Yeah, great defending there. He was right on top of Donaghy's back. He came out and Donaghy went for the ball, and the defender was right with him and just pushed the ball wide. But the one thing I've noticed now since the game, for the few kickouts that O'Shea has gone up, he hasn't tried to catch them. He has broken the first two balls that he went for. That looks like to be a pre-planned theory there, breaking the ball by Dara O'Shea. We'll watch that today.
And it's Dara against Barry Cullinan, and it's Mark Lydon. In fact, Paul Conroy's got into the middle of the field now. Seamus Scanlon going high for this, and this is number 9 Mark Lydon, who switched to the half hour line. That's a switch now by Galway. Lydon drives it long aside, but Padraig Green, in fact, is Tom Sullivan, is it? It's Tom Sullivan who comes out there with the ball, gives it to Tomás, and Tomás gives it to Dara, and Dara, great running by Cullum Cooper. That's the first touch, I think, by the Gooch after 5 minutes, wearing the number 11 jersey. Gives it back down to Brian Sheen, breaking the tackle of Niall Coyne. Brian Sheen, something similar the last time, this time drives it into the goalkeeper's hands. That's Paul Doherty, and he's going to come out and he's going to give it to his centre half back, Dermot Blake was the sub in the league. This is Niall Coyne. Coyne plays it back again now to Garth Bradshaw. Bradshaw drives it long now for Padraig Joyce, the team captain. Aidan O'Mahony not too far away from him. Joyce taking him on now for the first time here in Croke Park. Still has the speed, maybe 31 years of age, still has the experience in the sight of Michael Meehan. Michael Meehan going through, kicking and scoring. After 5.5 minutes, it's Kerry 1, Galway 1.
Yeah, and great work there by Padraig Joyce. Got the ball in front of the Cusick stand, left Aidan O'Mahony just behind him. Turned around, kicked the ball across the face of the goal. Michael Meehan, he was the man we were talking about a while ago. I was just saying that the game could be decided by him because he's very, very fast, very, very accurate, is that Michael Meehan. Got the ball, turned around, went inside O'Shea, left leg over the bar, the teams are level, 1 point each.
Well, memories of a great college game, if we remember back years ago, we had Declan O'Sullivan and Flash and Skellige, and Michael Meehan of wasn't the St. Giles of Tuam, I think. They're in direct opposition again today, this time with their counties. It's a free in the middle of the field for Kerry, and a foul climbing on a Kerry player. Padraig Joyce throws the ball to Dara O'Shea, and Dara's going to take it. But first of all, Matthew Clancy's got to get out of his way, and the referee brings it forward an extra 15 or 20 yards. That's Joe McQuillan, the Cavan man. And now Brian Sheen's going to have the first free of the afternoon, about 50 yards out from goal now.
Yeah, and Clancy, of course, stopped Dara O'Shea from taking the quick free, and the referee brought it up and made it very, very scorable. Now we see as Brian Sheehan, usually deadly accurate like his teammate and his club mate Morris Fitzgerald.
A long way out, here he comes now. Will he have the distance? Yeah, no problem with distance. Doesn't have the accuracy though this time. Left and wide from Brian after 7 minutes.
Yeah, and Brian will be a little bit disappointed with that because he was well outside the 45, but he did have the distance, but the accuracy, and he pulled the ball just wide on his own side. Usually you see the great place kickers like that kicking the ball across the face of the goal, giving it every chance to go over. He had the distance, but he'd be disappointed with the accuracy because that distance is probably his best distance. 1 point each.
Finian Hanley still inside, and Kieran Donaghy, Gareth Bradshaw marking. Marking, of course, Tommy Walsh, and it's Damien Burke on Cullum Cooper. That's where the full back line, the full forward line is at the moment. High ball for the middle of the field, broken, gathered by Mark Lydon. Mark Lydon has a player outside, and that's Niall Coyne. He might use him. In fact, he's going to go long inside again, and that's for Meehan again. Michael Meehan turning Mark O'Shea, trying to get inside Mark O'Shea. Last year's footballer view, O'Shea sticking tight him, and the referee's whistle has gone, and it's going to be free into Michael Meehan for a foul by Mark O'Shea.
Yeah, Michael Meehan got the ball. He tried to go around Mark O'Shea. Mark O'Shea stopped him from going around him. Then Meehan came back again, tried to go around him from the other side. Mark O'Shea still kept with him. He just caught him by the jersey, by the arm, just gave him that little pull to put him off, and this is going to be an easy tip over for here. Michael Meehan, the man we spoke about before the game, very, very fast, very, very accurate when he gets a chance, and deadly around the goal.
Well, Pat O'Shea has put John Shockrow on his merry way with a few more instructions. We're watching these carriers and these message people. They do cover some ground today, and John Shockrow would want to be as fit as he is. The kick from Meehan is successful, and for the first time after 8.5 minutes, Galway go in front.
Yeah, Galway go in front. Tommy Welch a point for Kerry after a couple of minutes, and then you'd Michael Meehan with a point off a play for Galway, and then a point off of a free just this minute. I first saw Kerry and Galway playing in 1957 here in Croke Park. They played in the National League. Stockwell and Purcell were playing on the right below here. Kerry with a point linked up, and Stockwell and Purcell conjured up a brilliant goal, and Galway beat Kerry in the league.
Damon Murphy high, Seamus Scanlon trying to make it his, and Tomás De O'Shea is there to help him, the team captain. Bursts through two tackles of Paul Conroy and Mark Lydon, now gets away from Fiacre Branach, and Tomás De O'Shea is fouled in his own half-back line, and he wants to take it quickly. There's drops of rain falling in Croke Park. Cullum Cooper's been well held and pushed off the ball. We'll keep an eye on that. It's inside for Donaghy, the first high one, broken inside, but gathered over there nicely by Niall Coyne. And Niall Coyne being fouled by Kieran Donaghy on the way out, and a free is quickly taken, and it's gathered by Barry Cullinan. Barry Cullinan now on his own half-back line, trying to break the tackle and trying to get away from Declan O'Sullivan. Ball in out of the middle to Dermot Blake. Dermot Blake drives it with the right boot. Long ball. Paul De Greedy is the Kerry player. The hop, did he nudge him? He did. It was a nudge on Fiacre Branach, and it's another free into Galway.
Yeah, Patrick Reedy just came from behind him there, and the ball bounced. He didn't do it deliberately, but he still did it because he just stopped up for a minute, could put his hands on the back of the Galway man, of Fiacre Branach's back, and this will be a free in, of course. Definitely a foul. Accidental, but still a foul.
Yeah, just actually nearly on the 45-metre line, and he's lining up, I think, with the left leg. It's going to be a tricky one with the left leg, but Meehan is a classy footballer, the man from Caltra, and the watch tells us exactly 10 minutes gone here in Croke Park. In the second quarter final, Wexford safely through to the semi final. Whoever would think it? Will Galway join them? That's another great kick from Michael Meehan, and Galway lead 3-1.
Yeah, Michael Meehan again, just around the 45-metre line. He came up with the left leg. He's looking very, very fit. He's looking slim and brimful of energy with the left leg, kicking into the railway goal here in Croke Park. Hill 16 closed down today. It's absolutely deserted. Not a sinner up there, and not a saint. And kicked the ball straight and through, did Meehan, straight and through over the bar. 3-1. Galway lead the kingdom.
Liam Salmon, happy enough so far, the All-Ireland medal winner himself. Long ball out to the middle of the field again, breaking in the middle of the field, and again Galway have it. And it's Dermot Blake who gives it outside now to Niall Coyne. Referee's whistle is gone. It's going to be a free, and it's going to be taken by Padraig Joyce. He's the orchestrator around the middle of the field. Left ball, high probing ball inside for Fiacre Branach. Branach breaks it down to Meehan again. Meehan gets inside Mark O'Shea. For once he's outside him again, and another score by Michael Meehan. He's causing us trouble inside there, we see.
Well, Meehan is the man. We spoke about him before the game. Well, Meehan is the man. There's going to be a switch there very, very shortly, I'd say, because he's given Mark O'Shea an awful lot of trouble, because he was just underneath that ball, got the break, turned around, made a little bit of room from a little bit of a shimmy, made the room and put the ball over the bar. It's 4-1, and Galway beginning to win a lot of ball around the middle of the field now. They're crowding it out there, winning a good bit of ball around the middle of the field.
Dermot Murphy kicks it out for Paul Conroy and for Seamus Scanlon. Again the break, and again Tomás O'Shea's probably one of the only Kerry players at the moment that is getting in and winning those breaks. Padraig Reedy now to Seamus Scanlon. Seamus hops the ball in the middle of the field, plays it across over to Darrow O'Shea. He's got Tom O'Sullivan on his left shoulder. He elects to go for Tommy Walsh. Tommy Walsh gathers it. He's still 70 yards out from goal. Gives it back to Dara. Dara drives it high inside for Donaghy, but there's a whole cluster of Galway players. Gary Sykes brilliantly brings it down, and Galway defensive playing exceptionally well at the moment. Paul Conroy drives it long for Fiacre Branach. He's giving Padraig Reedy enough of it to do as well so far. And Padraig Joyce now drives it long again. 1-1. It's Meehan and Mark O'Shea. The ball will hop inside. Dermot Murphy needs to come from the goal, and that's what Mark was hoping and praying that he would do, and he did. And he plays it outside here now to Gillian Young, who's under a little bit of pressure but breaks two tackles as the Renard man. He gives it to the Ratmore man. That's Aidan O'Mahony way back there. Aidan nicely outside to Kieran Donaghy, who's got a way back in his half back line for the ball, trying to get around Finian Hanley. Does get away from him this time. Looks up, sees plenty of action in front of him. Declan O'Sullivan, a bit of a high ball to give to Declan, and a poor pass from Kieran Donaghy. And Paul Conroy has it again in the half back line. Back to Finian Hanley. Finian Hanley bursts the tackle, trying to get through. There is Dermot Blake. The Kerry forwards aren't clicking yet, we see.
The big problem at the moment now is the high ball going into Kieran Donaghy. Three times it went in, and three times he was beaten. Tommy Welch is getting possession on the far side. Kieran Donaghy has been beaten. It's not working at the moment. Therefore, Kerry are in big trouble getting the ball in. What's happening at the moment isn't working.
And here comes Gareth Bradshaw, way over in his half back line, giving it outside now to Damien Burke. And he's the cornerback, and he makes a right haymaker of a shoulder over there, and a fair shoulder, it must be said. I think it was from Brian Sheehan. It was indeed from Brian Sheehan. And Killian Young is ready to take this line ball in front of the Q's extend. Not a great start for Kerry. Much better start last week against Monaghan. And after 30 minutes, it's Galway who lead by 4-1. Killian Young drives it high now for Kieran Donaghy. Tries to get up for it, breaks it down to David Walsh, or Dunica Walsh going through. Walsh leaves it after him. The referee says it was a high tackle, and it's a free in to Kerry.
Yes, indeed. That's a lucky enough free in for Kerry, because the big high ball came in there, and Kieran Donaghy broke it out. Dunica Walsh set the ball. He went to break through there, and a Galway man came across. I thought myself that he hit the ball out of Dunica Welch's hand, and it wasn't a free. Very, very lucky free in my book there for Kerry. I thought that the Galway man just hit the ball fairly out of his hand.
Well, Brian Sheehan should pop this one. And the black book was shown there to the Galway defender. It might have been Finian Hanley, I'm not quite sure. Here's Brian Sheehan. Is this his first goal of the afternoon? The umpire goes for the white flag. It is. And after now 14 minutes, it's Kerry 2 points, Galway 4 points.
Yeah, and Kerry needed that little point to get back into the lucky point. It was a little lucky decision here, a lucky decision there can make a big difference. And there's three Kerry subs warming up and down the sideline. But the high ball going in, still, as we said, originally isn't working. You have Tommy Welch inside and you have Kieran Danny inside. And then you have Cullen Cooper playing out around Factory on the 40, and the rest of the Kerry players out around the middle of the field. That's the Kerry set up at the moment.
And Sean Gainey has left his seat and he's gone out and he's standing shoulder to shoulder with Pat O'Shea and offering words of encouragement as well. Kerry trail by 2 points, 4-2. The Watts is 14 and a half minutes out for the middle of the field. Dara doesn't get it, neither does Barry Cullinan. And again, Tomás O'Shea playing exceptionally well at right half back in the first quarter of this game, leading by example. The team captain gives it now to Aidan O'Mahony. How good is the injury? How clear from injury is he? So far, so good for Aidan. Here's Seamus Scanlon now, high ball. This time it's gone for Tommy Welch's corner and he wins it. Well won by Tommy Welch. Back outside to Declan O'Sullivan. He breaks the tackle. He could score from here. Declan kicks it long, high, and it is successful. Great score by the Drummond Pearce's man. There's only one between them.
Where would we be without Declan O'Sullivan? He had a brilliant game against Man and a wonderful game to Drummond Pearce's man. He's a great man to get the ball, go at the defence. And that particular time, the long ball went into Tommy Welch. And once again, Tommy Welch winning every single ball. Four balls have gone into him. He has won the four balls. He won that one. He turned around. The ball finished up inside with Declan O'Sullivan. And the Drummond Pearce's man turned around. The referee's having a chat with Kieran Danny. He's going to say something. He's not going to book them. There's time out because there's a Galway man injured. But Declan O'Sullivan turned around right leg, Gary, straight and drew off the ball. We cut the gap, 4 points to three.
It's a blood sub to Kieran Donaghy because there's blood coming from the side of his face, and not quite sure how he did get it, but it's the Galway man, my apologies, the Galway man that's bleeding, and he's gone off for attention. It's Finian Hanley. So briefly coming on will be Kieran Fitzgerald. A few thought that Kieran Fitzgerald actually might actually start this game. He played at right cornerback. He was the captain in the league, Weishi, Kieran Fitzgerald. So he's gone from the panel from our gone.
He
from
was
the first
indeed, and he played. He had a very good league, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he was right cornerback that day in Galway. Kick out for the middle, congested in the middle, and Killian Young brings the ball out for Kerry. Ahead of him, he's got Donica Walsh. She ignores him so far. Now he gives it to him. Coming through the middle is Brian Sheehan. Brian just now on the 45. Kicks it high, kicks it long, but unfortunately for Brian, kicks it well left and wide.
Yeah, Brian was just outside, and Cullen Cooper turns around, and he turns around, says something to Brian Sheehan, shakes his hand, says, why didn't you give it to me? And he turned around and kicked the ball and pulled it wide, and once again in his own side, another way, is 4 points to three, Galway lead Kerry.
And Matthew Clancy has gone away back to the cornerback position looking for ball. Seamus Scanlon got a great tackle in over there. That's going to be a line ball to Kerry, just outside the 45-metre line, and Cullen Cooper is the man over there. So Kieran Fitzgerald comes back off and Finian Hanley comes back on, and the necessary medical duties have been carried out, and Cullen Cooper now is to take this line ball in front of the Cusick stand. Kerry trail by 1 point, 4 points to three, Galway lead with 16 and a half minutes gone here in Croke Park. Cullen picks out the running Declan O'Sullivan, very tight angle now. How good is the right leg? We know how good is the left one. Well, we're going to find out in a minute how good the right one is. This is landing beautifully by Declan O'Sullivan. Smashing kick again by the Drummond man.
That's an absolutely beautiful point by the last year's captain. Cullen Cooper took the sideline ball, just chipped the ball into the corner in front of the Canal goal into Declan O'Sullivan. The Drummond Pearson man got the ball, came out, made a little angle for himself, took his time, but made that little angle and just chipped the ball high, and it went up and up and down and landed on top of the net. Beautiful point, well worked. Nice pass by Cooper. Beautiful point by last year's captain. The scores are level 4 points each.
4 points each. 17 and a half minutes gone. High for Dara. Dara, maybe Aidan O'Mahony might make this. He does. Kerry have settled much better now, especially around the midfield of the half-back line area. Tomás Shea again. Now giving it to Tom Sullivan. Tom gives it outside to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony gives it to Killian Young. And away goes the young Renard man. Here, Killian. Killian Young still gone outside now the 45-metre line. He may even go for a score. He gives it to Donaghy. Donaghy for Damon. For Donica Walsh. Is a goal on. What a finish! A brilliant finish by the man from Cremorne, Dunica Walsh, but all made by Killian Young.
Well done by Killian Young, a brilliant run up the centre. He gave the ball to Tommy Welch, and Tommy Welch turned around, gave to Donaghy. Donaghy gave it to Dunica Welch. Dunica Welch, the man from Cremorne, the man from down there by the seaside village, one of the youngest clubs in Kerry, Cremorne, and he cool, calm and collected with the right leg. He just finished the ball absolutely beautiful into the back of the net. He took it. Gary, that was a very cool finish.
Great finish.
Beautiful football by Kerry. Lovely pass by Donaghy. Great finish by Welsh. His coolness with the goalkeeper coming out, I must say, his father Frankie would be delighted with that.
Oh, that's a great score after 18 minutes. Kerry 7 now. Galway 4. 1 goal and 4 to 4 points, and the ball has got in the middle of the field again by who? Tomás O'Shea. My man of the match so far in the opening 20 minutes. Here's Declan O'Sullivan foraging ball, looking for ball. Darren to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony now has got a Seamus Scanlon in front of him. Gives it to Seamus. Seamus will give it to Brian Sheen, who's gone away back there. Followed by Niall Coyne. Gives it back now to Aidan O'Mahony. It's comfortable so far, and the Kerry half back line really have settled in the last 15 minutes, and they're causing a lot of problems now. And Donaghy's gone away from Finian Hanley. He's slipped for the moment. Donaghy going in on goal. Is this goal number two? He's not. He's lost it at a very vital stage. Plays it outside to the ball. Oh, Cullum Cooper has been accused of picking it up off the ground, and Cullum wasn't a bit happy with that decision.
Yes, indeed, the referee was right alongside Cullum Cooper. Kieran Donaghy got the ball, and he lost it in, and then he turned around and he kicked the ball out to Cullum Cooper. Cullum Cooper went down, picked the ball clean up off the ground, no thought, but he turned around and said something to the referee. The referee brought it up, but I thought, Gary, that was clean off the ground.
Well, that's the decision by the Cavan man, and away goes Fiacra Brannock. Brannock now drives it inside from Michael Meehan again. He maybe is the one bright spark that Galway have so far in the first half. Mark O'Shea sticking so tight to him. That's great defending by Mark O'Shea. He's come to grips with him, Weishi, in the last
he
few
has
minutes.
Indeed, yeah, that's much, much better by Mark O'Shea. He's staying closer to him. What he's doing now is, instead of giving him room to turn around and run at him, he's coming up right up on top of his back, not giving me him room to turn and come at him, so he's stopping him first. Well
and
done, Declan
O'Sullivan now has Diarmaid Blake beaten up the Swanee here this afternoon. Here's Tommy Welsh turning again. Is this another score for Kerry? That's much more like the All-Ireland champions. Tommy Welsh with point number two.
Yeah, Kerry playing very cool, calm and collected football. They're looking very, very good at the moment. They're picking up all the breaks now around the middle of the field. Things have changed again there. The backs are right on top of their men, and Mark O'Shea is getting on top of Meehan. The ball has gone in. Tommy Welsh, 5 balls has gone into Tommy Welsh, and Tommy Welsh has got the 5 balls. He has got 2 points. Donegal Welsh has got a goal. Declan O'Sullivan 2 points, and Brian Sheehan a point off a free. That's the Kerry scorers.
Declan has the centre back. We see beaten out of sight, hasn't he?
Declan Sullivan playing excellently.
Great catch though by Barry Cullinan out in the middle of the field. The rain begins to fall here now in Croke Park. Barry Cullinan with a good run, took a few steps, referee gave him the advantage, but he didn't give the advantage the second time, and that's good refereeing by the Cavan official, and a free out to Kerry.
Yes, a free out, and rightly so. And I will say best wishes to Jim and Captain Flahev up there in Listowel, and Gabriel and Edith Curran and Castle Eatery. They're listening on Radio Kerry to the match, and that comes from Tig, who's came home from Abu Dhabi, or Abu Dhabu, whatever you want to call it, especially for the match today. That comes from Ty. I hope you're enjoying the game down there, lads.
Well, let's hope, and wherever you're listening to us this afternoon, do hope you're enjoying us, whatever part of the world you were in. I spoke to a man last night, would you believe it, that's home from South Korea, and he didn't have no intention of going to the Olympics, and the great Vinnie O'Connell, a former clubmate of my own, gone club, and he's his home, especially around this time of the year, but he said, I'd give him a big mention today, and I thought about it, I'd forgotten about it for a while. It's a free in now, and this free is being brought closer in for some indiscretion on a Kerry defender over there, and it's going to be a free from Padraig Joyce, it's from Michael Meehan, who has faded a little bit out of it in the last 5 or 10 minutes, but Galway's still well stuck on this. 21 minutes, almost 22 minutes gone, and it's 1-5 to Kerry, 4 points to Galway, but this should be another score for Michael Meehan. Gone very, very dark here now in Croke Park. Here's Meehan with the kick, and with a successful kick, so there's only a goal between them now, we see.
Yes, indeed, and Michael Meehan has scored all Galway's 3 points. He's got 3 frees and he's got 2 off a player, so that'll tell you how the rest of the Kerry defence are working. It's gone very, very dark in Croke Park here. The rain is gathering overhead. If there was lights to be put on, they'd be put on. There is lights, but they won't put them on for the time being. But Kerry leading 1-5 to 5 points. That goal by Donegal Welsh separating the teams.
Almost 23 minutes gone. Gary Sice will pick this one up in his half back line. Gary Sice playing it out over into the other corner to Gareth Bradshaw, trying to get away from Brian Sheehan, who's sticking tight to him there. This ball transferred into the middle now to Cormac Bain. We haven't seen a whole pile of Cormac Bain. That's a poor, poor pass. And Donegal Walsh. The Kerry half forward line are working extremely hard. On block, Brian Sheehan, Declan O'Sullivan and Donegal Walsh. They're doing great covering back, and they're helping out their defence at all stages. And here's Darren now again, playing cleverly around the middle. Long ball for Tommy Welsh. They've switched now. Niall Coyne has gone back on Tommy Welsh. Well, whether it's Coyne or Bradshaw, Welsh is still the man. And still Tommy Welsh trying to break tackle number 2. Gives it back to Cullum Cooper. Cullum Cooper now sells a lovely dummy. Sells dummy number 2. He might go for number three, trying to get inside Diarmaid Burke. Good covering by Burke there. Colm Cooper still holds onto the ball, gives it outside now to Dunica Walsh. Dunica drives it high, making the run is Declan O'Sullivan. I'm surprised Diarmaid Blake is on him this long. He's completely destroyed him. Declan goes in, shaking him off, winning another free. Why Galway haven't changed that, I don't know.
And great work again by Tommy Wells. Six balls have gone in and he's won the six of them. He couldn't get inside his men. He turned around, passed it out to Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper sold a dummy. The defender didn't bite. Sold another dummy. Still the defender didn't bite. He turned around, got a lovely chip in to Declan O'Sullivan. Declan O'Sullivan is absolutely playing a blinder at the moment. He's up on top of everything and his man is getting yellow card for that tackle. And it's very, very evident now that the game last weekend against Monaghan has brought Kerry on a ton.
Yeah.
They are more match fit now. Much more match fit and more comfortable than they were last week, definitely. And Declan O'Sullivan's game last weekend has brought him on a ton. And Colm Cooper is looking for gloves. They'll be all looking for gloves now.
They will, because it's absolutely pouring rain here. That's a very good point, Weishi, because the Connacht final, it was on the 13th of July. That's almost a month back.
Yes, indeed, and you can see where Galway are very, very rusty. And last week we saw Kerry rusty. Of course, Declan O'Sullivan tipped over that point there now. It's won 6-5 points. And Galway are very rusty, Gary. They haven't got the grips of the game. I mean, Meehan is their only scorer so far. And not alone that, but he's the only one that looks anyway dangerous.
Yeah, they're bringing in Kieran Fitzgerald, and I'm not a bit surprised they're bringing him in somewhere in the back line now. Any one of the number of the backs go. For me, I don't know the man from Adam, but Diarmaid Blake at centre half back is very, very poor, and he's not in the for a commanding centre half back anyway. The gloves have been distributed around to all 30 players, and the kick out now is coming once again. 25 minutes gone here. Pat O'Shea still looking very pensive and interested so much in this game. Well gathered in the middle of the field by Barry Cullinan. Won that one nicely to the midfielder. Padraig Joyce wants to take it. Gone so dark here in Croke Park. 25 gone. 9-5. 1-6-5 points. Kerry lead. Long ball for Meehan again. Meehan and Mark O'Shea. He's gone inside Mark O'Shea. Did O'Shea pull him to the ground? The referee said he did. Mark is pleading his innocence, but it's going to be a free into Galway.
Every time Padraig Joyce gets the ball, he looks for Michael Meehan. Michael Meehan ran out right under his 16 there. He went for the ball, but Mark O'Shea, lucky I thought to get that free. Yeah. His legs went for under him. In fairness now, we said the same thing at the other end. Kerry were lucky to get a free. Well, at this, you know, I can tell you that he was very lucky to get that, because he tried to go around Mac O'Shea. His legs went from under him. Yeah. This will be an easy tip over free, only for Meehan. Galway'd be out of it now.
Only for Meehan. He's the only scorer. He's got all of their 5 points so far, and I'd nearly say this is going to be point number six for him. He's three from playing, two from playing, three from free so far, and make that another one. That's point number six for Michael Meehan, and it's point number six for Galway.
Yes, indeed, and they're just keeping in touch, and Meehan is keeping in touch. You've mentioned the Kerry half-forward line. What they're doing is they're coming right back, and Kerry are just leaving three forwards inside. They're leaving Tommy Welsh, and they're leaving Kieran Donahue and Colm Cooper inside the 45, and they're keeping it nice and over. And Tommy Welsh getting every ball so far.
And a great catch by Seamus Scanlon to Tomás O'Shea. There will be a point, I'd say, and Tomás usually scores. Great running again by Declan O'Sullivan, who has completely destroyed the centre half back and lands his third point of the first half. Great kicking by Declan O'Sullivan.
Absolutely superb work by Declan O'Sullivan. He ran on, left his man absolutely standing behind him there, turned around and took the pass, and he just did it himself. He's so comfortable on the ball. He's so classy, and with the left leg he turned around and he split the post at the canal end here in Croke Park. The crowd are beginning to push back now. The rains are coming down and the people sitting out in the open, they are pushing back because there's a lot of empty seats behind. They're going to go back to the cover. Whatever about the cover, is Kerry leading 1-7-6 points. Galway might be running for cover shortly if Kerry gets another goal, because they'll have to stay in it.
Well, it's lashing rain here now in Croke Park, I can tell you. And again, Tomás O'Shea doesn't mind the weather conditions. He brings another ball down. He's got Dunica Walsh and Seamus Scanlon in front of him. Kerry looking superior in fit mistakes as well. They look fresh. And Seamus Scanlon gives it in the middle to a poor pass to Colm Cooper. And now comes Galway. And this is Gareth Bradshaw. Gareth Bradshaw drives it long inside now for... That's Meehan again, and Tom Sullivan has gone on him this time. Meehan cutting in along the inline. Tom Sullivan staying with him. Still Meehan. Tom Sullivan doing well. Meehan turning a poor kick and gathered nicely by Diarmaid Murphy. And Diarmaid Murphy plays it out, and it has got so dark here. It's unbelievable to see the players even now at the moment. Surprised the lights haven't been turned on here.
Yeah,
in Croke
Park. We were talking about the change earlier on, Gary. Well, Tom O'Sullivan now has gone on Meehan there, and by God, did he cover him well there.
Absolutely, and here's Aidan O'Mahony now. The Watts is 27, almost 28 gone. 7 to go of normal time. time in the first half. Niall Coyne wins the ball away from Tommy Walsh. Looking for it there is Barry Cullinan. Now he gets it in the middle of the field. Looking up, giving it now to Gareth Bradshaw. Gareth Bradshaw transfers it on to Diarmaid Blake. Diarmaid Blake gives it out this side of the field now. Paul de Greedy is the Kerry man. Fiacre Branagh is the Galway man. He drives it long inside again for Meehan. That's Matthew Clancy. Matthew Clancy now. Mark O'Shea on him. Still Matthew Clancy playing his outside now. Get to Paul Conroy. Paul Conroy, long dangerous ball inside for Meehan. For once he got away from Tom Sullivan, but the ball beat the two of them.
Yeah, and the rain beginning to pour down here in Croke Park. The only one good thing about it, there's no wind. It's coming straight down from the sky. And there's a substitution coming from Galway. And you can see all the players now, they're all wearing gloves. They were all running to the sideline. Multicoloured gloves. A kaleidoscope of colours in these new gloves that they wear today. Sub coming on for Galway there,
Gary. Niall Coleman is in. You know, he, of course, was carried an injury coming into this game. And he played at midfield in the league earlier on this year. And he's getting to know Seamus Scanlon, and surprisingly they're taking off Matthew Clancy.
Yes, indeed, and he was looking with me, and he looked probably to be one of the most dangerous of the Galway forwards. That's the surprising thing about it.
And good news if you're following the Kerry ladies. They have beaten down. Kerry ladies have won 114-3-6. So well done to Robbie Griffin and co there. That's a very good win for them. And no doubt later on, you'll be getting the full-time report there from Breda O'Shea in that. We're gone 29 minutes here in Croke Park, and it's a four-point lead for Kerry. They lead 176 points, and the pass has gone astray. And here comes Declan O'Sullivan again. He's on for point number four. And I would be confident enough saying that he's probably going to get it. Maybe even a goal. What a goal! What a shot! And came cannoning off the crossbar and gone out to the corner flag and gone wide.
Oh, what an absolutely superb run by Declan O'Sullivan. The man from Drummond Pierce has got the ball, went around his man, shuffled a heavy tackle, turned around, hopped the ball once, and with the left leg he hit an absolutely rocket of a shot, hit the outside of the post and went wide. Wonderful run by Declan O'Sullivan. He's in absolutely superb form. Do you know why he's so good? Because he hit a great rest. He was injured for a good bit of the year. He has been rested a lot. Hit the outside of the post with a rocket of a shot. Great. What a goal that would have been.
And he's gone in out of the full foul line, and Kieran Donnelly has come out and he's just got a great ball, and Brian Sheehan drives it long inside, and that's Tommy Welch inside there. Tommy breaks it. The goalkeeper should come for this one, and he does. Playing a little bit dicey back there. That's Niall Coyne. Now they're working it out. 5 minutes of normal time left, and this is the first touch by Niall Coleman. Midfield, as I said, in the league. Now introduced as a sub. Niall Coleman and Cullum Cooper battling hard for possession. The Dr. Crokes man is the man that has fouled, been fouling Niall Coleman, and he's shown the black book. The referee's given him the black book there.
Yes, indeed. Cullum Cooper pulled down his men there. Cullum is finding his 40-yard position a difficult one to adjust. He's finding it hard to adjust. And the play, in fairness, the play is bypassing him. It's going over his head all the time. But it's working. And as long as it works, what's good for the team is good for the county.
Absolutely. They're still getting their scores out of it, and that, I suppose, is the main thing. And we'll continue on with the ball. And with the ball now is Diarmaid Blake. And Diarmaid Blake drives it long. Aidan O'Mahony broken inside to the corner. There's a race on. And again, it's Tomás O'Shea, who's very, very smart off the blocks. And alive to it there, Tomás. And he has help from Mark. And Mark has help from Aidan O'Mahony. He might give it to Diarmaid Murphy. In fact, he gives it out to Dara O'Shea. So the three brothers involved coming out of the half-back line. Now Dara, facing him is Barry Cullinan. Gives it inside now to Tomás again. And one route football. But it should be Niall Coyne's this time ahead of Tommy Walsh. And it is Donna. Kieran Donnelly's gone back in full forward now again. Kerry keeping their Galway defenders guessing all the time. Quick ball played to Diarmaid Blake. Diarmaid Blake, 4 minutes of normal time left, a 4-point lead for Kerry. 176 points. The goal from Dunica Walsh. Aidan O'Mahony breaks it outside here. This is Gareth Bradshaw all the way up from corner back, and Brian Sheehan following him. Did he foul the ball? He did. Good marking by Brian Sheehan.
Yeah, good walking back by Brian Sheehan. The wing forward marked his man the whole way and made his man foul the ball. That was good marking back, because Galway are far from out of this game. Kerry, even though playing very well at the moment, winning most possession, they have won 60-40 the game, but maybe there should be another point or two up.
Tom Sullivan, way up the field. Still Tom Sullivan now, holding on to possession, and now getting inside the other number four, Damien Burke. Still Tom needs help, and help has come from Cullum Cooper, tight angle. Plays the ball across, looking for, that's Dara O'Shea all the way over there. Still Dara. Will Dara get a point on his 71st championship? He turns in lovely, beats two players, plays it outside to Tommy Walsh, and lovely clipped over the bar by the young man from Kearns O'Rahilly's.
Great run by Tom Sullivan into Cullum Cooper. Cullum Cooper salted dummy, beautiful pass across the field into Dara O'Shea, making his 71st appearance today. He scored one goal and 25 points in all the championship games he has played with Kerry. Salted a lovely dummy over in front of the canal goal. goal, but passed the ball back out to Tommy Welch. The young Kerns O'Reilly's man playing his second championship game here in Croke Park for Kerry. What a difference there is between the old and the young. The old head setting up the young head, and the young head chipped the ball over the bar, won 8 to 6 points.
2 minutes of normal time, 5 point lead for Kerry, and here comes Damien Blake once again now, trying to get away from Donica Walsh, also from Brian Sheen. Kerry doing well. Padraig Joyce has the ball in the middle of the field. We've seen little or nothing from him. Long ball, the sprint is on, and the sprint is won inside now, this time by Mark Lydon. Do not rule out Galway yet. Mark Lydon fancies his chances, and that's a very good score from the midfielder, Mark Lydon, wearing number 9.
That was a superb point by Mark Lydon. The ball went in, it was broken out. Lydon ran onto it, and he turned around the right leg, kicking into Hill 16, straight and through over the bar. He's the first player outside of Michael Meehan to get a score for Galway, would you believe, since the game started 33 minutes ago. It's 8 to 7 points, Kerry leading Galway.
Kieran Fitzgerald still doing that warm up, still hasn't come into the middle of the field. Great catch by Niall Coleman. He went high for that one, the substitute, and he's gathered it, and he's given it now to Barry Cullinan. He's going to leave it to Padraig Joyce. Radio Kerry's Tim Moynihan ahead had a big money on Donica Walsh to score. He'll be a rich man. There'll be no work tomorrow for Tim. Here goes Michael Meehan. Michael Meehan trying to cut inside Tom Sullivan. Michael Meehan clips it across and clips it nicely and over the bar.
Oh,
good score.
Michael Meehan, what a beautiful footballer he is, left or right. He just got the ball, turned around, went inside Tom Sullivan, hopped the ball twice with the one hand. He's allowed to do that. Didn't stop up, and just with the left leg, nice and cool, calm and collected, just chipped the ball over the bar. Michael Meehan, beautiful footballer, lovely balance by the Galway
man. I thought that Mark O'Shea had come to grips with him, but they've switched him off him.
Yeah, I thought actually they should have switched Mark O'Shea earlier probably.
Correct. Well, that's the selection's decision, and up goes Kieran Donaghy in the middle of the field. It's Aidan O'Mahony who gathers it. Tackled by Padraig Joyce, fouled by the Galway captain. The watch says we're into 1 minute of normal time, and there'll be 1 minute of additional time.
Sean O'Keefe is out in the Isle of Man. He's listening to the game. He left Rock Road in Killarney over 40 years ago. Sean, I know you enjoy all the Radio Kerry games. We send your best. An old friend of mine 40 years ago, he left Killarney. He's listening to the games, and he says it means so much to him. Well, we hope you enjoy it, my friend, because Kerry are leading at the moment. 188 points. That Donica Welch scored between the teams.
Darragh to take the free in the middle of the field. He'll drop it in high again for Tommy Welch. Maybe he's overcooked it this time. He has. That's unfortunate, and Darragh raises the hand and acknowledges it to Tommy Walsh. My fault, he says. We won't blame Darragh O'Shea for that one.
Well, Kerry have probably most of the possession since the game began, all right, and they've been dominating in a lot of areas, but still Galway are well there. Says that Donica Welch, Galway are making more use of their limited opportunities. Yeah. It's as simple as that. And Michael Meehan with his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points, and Matt Lydon, so they are making better use of very, very limited chances, in fairness to them.
Kick out for the middle of the field. We're in injury time now. We'll have 1 minute of injury time, so on 36 we'll have no more. We're not too far away from that. Maybe when the ball goes dead next, Tomás O'Shea driving inside for Tommy Welch, takes the shoulder, broken outside there to Niall Coleman. Again, Galway will be happy with this first half if they're still well in the hunt. Niall Coyne outside now to Damon Blake. The referee looks at his watch, he says continue on. He gives it again to Mark Lydon. He's gone away from Seamus Scanlon again, plays the long ball inside. This is great running there by the number 10, Cormac Bain turns, twists, and can we say score? We can. There's now only 2 points in it as we approach half time.
Yeah, that was a lovely movement by Galway, the hole into the field. The long ball went in below. Now, we said it originally that the long ball into Kieran Donaghy, Gary, is not working. And it hasn't worked. It has worked to Tommy Welch, all right, but there is a breakdown there. It's not working. And the ball went up the hole into the field, and Cormac Bain got the ball. The half time whistle is gone. Cormac Bain got the ball, turned around with the right leg, chipped the ball over the bar, and a lovely point. The half time whistle gone there, but as we said there during commentary, Galway are making more use of their limited chances. The long ball into Kieran Donaghy, it worked the last day against Monaghan. It certainly isn't working today, and there's an awful lot of ball going in, but it's coming out as fast as it has gone in.
Pat has a few things to address.
He has a few things to address. It's the wrong type of ball that's gone in. For instance, there's a low type of ball. Get in the big high ball. It has to be the high ball to Donaghy, and the right ball has gone into Tommy Welch, but it's not working. Declan O'Sullivan is playing outstandingly well. Cullen Cooper is betwixt and between. He's on the 40, and the game is actually bypassing him. The defence is playing well, and at the moment it's Kerry leading by 2 points, but I tell you, Gary, Galway are far from out of it, because Kerry are kind of really, they're going well enough, but they're not going with the great fluidity that you'd expect them to go.
Yeah, Fitzen starts performance by Kerry in the first half. That's the story of the first half here in Croke Park, as the rain continues to pour down here. It's a half time score of Kerry 1 goal and 8 points, Galway 9 points. We'll take a break, and after the break you'll be getting the views of Ambrose O'Donovan and Billy O'Shea.
Kerry versus Galway in association with Ahern's Garage, Tralee Road, Castle Island. Your main Opel and BMW dealers. Ahern's and Kerry, your winning team.
Ambrose, good afternoon again. Kerry taking a 2-point lead into the second half. Your views on the first half there?
Well, I suppose it was good football. You can't take it from Galway. I suppose Michael Meehan single-handedly has kept him in this game. Kerry, for all their dominance, we only find ourselves up 2 points. I felt Galway, with the last 5 minutes, were getting more and more into the game. Meehan has caused us problems. I think we've switched our full back line. I think we've put Tom on him and put Mark on Brannock. I would have left Mark on Meehan. Meehan is a very, very good footballer, and he's a dangerous man inside in front of goal, and he could hurt us. Apart from that, our half back line is superb. I think Killian, Aidan O'Mahony and Tomas are fantastic. You'll hold your own in midfield. But having said that, like up front, Declan is having his storm, and only fair play to Declan, he's keeping us in it, as is Tommy Walsh. A couple of the forwards are having quite days enough, and that's a worrying sign for me. The other thing, Alan, is I cast my memory back to a bad wet Sunday. It's absolutely bucketing down rain here now, and there's lightning. I think that's talks to even turning on the lights here in Croker. So our history with bad wet days is not a good one, Alan.
And that Sunday you talk about is not too long ago either, Ambrose. I know the game you're alluding to, and we certainly would hope for a different result than turned out that day, but Galway is still very much in the hunt. Michael Meehan, as you say, the main threat up front. Very surprising that they pulled Matthew Clancy ashore, I felt anyway.
I was the same as you, but I word here is that he may have carried an injury into the game, because he was actually just after kicking the ball, and he looked dangerous enough. But having said that, I mean, with the exception of Meehan, our defence are performing very, very good, in fairness. Every one of them to a man. And I think I'd be happier. I know, like, Meehan's tossed him in the first 20 minutes, but I felt Mark, before they took him off, I thought Mark was getting to grips with him. I feel now that I put Mark back in on Meehan. I think he's their sole threat. You look at their scoring, he's done all their scoring, about 2 points. Cormac Bain and Mark Lyon have chipped in with 2 points besides. But Meehan is the big threat they have, and I mean, if we're going to win this, we'll have to try to contain him. I don't think you're going to beat him, so it has to be a question of containing him and limiting him to as little score as possible.
Okay, we've just been joined on the line by Billy O'Shea for his comments. Billy, first half, plenty to talk about from a Kerry point of view. The half-back line playing very well, and what a performance from Declan O'Sullivan.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see that come back to full fitness and then playing good football as well. I'd say if he had got that, if that goal went in, he'd certainly be in contention for goal of the year. It was a great move by him, in fairness. But it's nice to see him back to form. You know, he'd been out with injury for quite a while, and it took a bit of time to get back. But now that he's back, it's great to see. And thankfully, he's back as well, because he's contributed 3 points. His general play has been very, very good and very effective. And it's nice to see him back, Alan, no doubt about it.
And another man contributing 3 points, Tommy Walsh, acting as a great target man today and picking off his scores, looking a little bit more confident, I'd say, than he looked against Monaghan.
Absolutely. I think the first point that he got, you could see that he was actually, you know, he was keen to get it off the foot fairly quickly, whereas last week he was very slow and lethargic in taking the shot, maybe a small bit nervous as well and apprehensive. But today he looks like he's tuned into it. He's very good in winning the ball, but certainly in taking his chances as well at scores. He's doing that very effectively as well. So it's good to see that, because there was a lot of pressure on him. I mean, the secret weapon that was Tommy Walsh is no longer. And certainly Galway would have known that coming into this game. So there was a bit of pressure on him to perform, and you know, he certainly performed very well in the first half. Another player for me who was really kind of shone as well is Killian Young. Killian has been kind of much maligned this season as well, and it's nice to see him getting on the ball a lot, and he's been very creative as well. So a lot of positives from it. I know conditions are very, very poor for both sides, but there's some very good football being played, Alan. It's very entertaining stuff.
Ambrose, just going back to Dunica Walsh's goal there, the offload from Donaghy. I know he's a renowned basketball player. He's been player of the year before at national level in basketball, and the offload was straight off the basketball court into Dunica Walsh's hands, and made it very easy for the Cremon man to put it away.
Oh yeah, you could see the basketball training, really fast hands. I always kept telling fellas, you must have fast hands as well as a fast head, and he showed both there. Took his ball very well and laid it off very quickly, as you say, laid it on a plate for Dunica. But there was a fabulous build up to it as well. Some of Kerry's build up has been very good today, and I mean, we've finished scores well. The one thing that's worrying me is that Tommy Walsh and Declan Sullivan will have to get a far better help from the rest of the other forwards. They're coming in and out of it in spasms. I mean, we talk about Meehan for Galway, but Declan Sullivan has kept us really in this game with Tommy. And in fairness, like, there's four other forwards that I'd prefer to see the form coming out. I know Dunica's got the goal, but they've got to contribute more in the second half. This will be a tough second half for them, so I mean, they're going to have to put their shoulders to the wheel to a man.
Billy, can I just ask you, Colm Cooper lining out on the 40. For me, he looks a little bit out of position. He'd look a lot more comfortable in his regular berth at corner forward. Would you agree?
certainly at this level, yeah, at inter-county level, the reason that he's been picked on the 40 is because that's his club position, and he plays there very effectively. He's the playmaker, and I think that that's what Pat O'Shea was hoping to introduce to the Kerry scene, that you'd have the Gooch as the playmaker for the boys inside. Now, it certainly hasn't worked yet, but I wouldn't write it off as being a non-runner just at the moment, because I still think that plan B, which was to get the two lads inside winning possession and feeding the likes of Donegal Walsh coming off them, I still think that one is working. All right, we may have to sacrifice the Gooch, but we're getting three players involved as opposed to one. And I think that from that point of view, it certainly has worked. But from his own point of view in getting into the games, it doesn't look like it's working for him. But give him another little bit of time, Alan, because he's playing a role between the actual 40 position and the full forward line. You know, and it's very difficult because he's neither here nor there. He's neither the playmaker nor the scorer-in-chief. So it's just a little role that he's going to have to try and adapt to, because I think from a... certainly today it's working, in that the full forward liner, all right, Kieran Donnelly isn't winning as much as we had hoped. Certainly Tommy Walsh is working for him very, very well. And Declan O'Sullivan and Donegal Walsh, you can see they are feeding off them as well. So, like, you're getting more out of more players for sacrificing one. So, I'd stick with it for another little bit, Alan. I appreciate what you're saying, but I would stick with this method they're trying just for a bit longer.
A final question for you, Billy. The weather conditions, dreadful by the looks of things on television. It must look, if it's as grey as it looks on TV, it must be 10 times bad in real life up there. So it looks like it's going to be maybe a factor in the second half.
Yeah, it will. I mean, the game had started very brightly, and conditions were okay, but then they deteriorated. But still, the football was quite good, right? There was one or two mistakes, all right, that were down to the conditions. It certainly would have a big bearing in the second half, and really it's down to the team that can adapt to the conditions quickly, because if they can do that and get a bit of a lead for themselves, they're in with a strong position of finishing this. I'm still happy with the Kerry performance. I'd still be happy to say that they're going to go ahead and win this game. But I think that Galway, if we can get the shackles on, we all meet him. I think we have a great chance to win this game, because I think that the rest of the backs are on top of the Galway forwards.
Okay, Billy, we'll let you go for the moment. One final word from Ambrose before we hand back to our commentary team. Ambrose, would you share Billy's sentiments there with regard to Kerry holding on for victory? It'll be a tough second half, and I'm just looking at the television here. I don't know what it looks like from your commentary vantage point there, but the lights are on in Croke Park, and it looks like about 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, it does, and it's pitch black outside as well, and it's bucketing down rain here at the moment. But as you say, I mean, we're an experienced Kerry team. They're actually trying to go for 9 in a row semi-finals, so they know themselves, the old hands to the wheel here now. I'd expect a big second half from Dara. Tomas is giving us that. Aidan O'Mahony's a rocket at centre-back. It should be a tough game, but they'll have to shackle Meehan, and I think we'll have to stop him score. I mean, at the way he's played the first half, he's very close to scoring a goal in this. He's got through a couple of times there, and he's taken the opposite, taking points. I mean, he'll know as kind of longer this game goes on, he'll have to go for goal, and we'll have to get the shackles on him. But apart from that, if our halfback can keep playing the way they're playing, or midfield doing a little bit more, probably a little bit extra required in the second half, we should get there. But it will be a close affair, and I think of the two, conditions will probably suit Galway better than us.
Okay, so Ambrose, we'll leave it there, and we'll talk to you the far side of the second half. As I say, a lot of you will be watching on TV, no doubt, and listening into us, but the conditions in Croke Park, absolutely incredible. Grey skies, torrential rain, and the lights fully on at 10 to 5 on an August Saturday. Who would have thought it? But those are the conditions. They'll be the same for both sides, it has to be said, but it certainly may change the tone of the second half. Kerry leading 1-8 to 9 points. We have some very good news from the Ladies Senior Football Championship. Kerry playing Down in today's qualifier. Kerry have beaten Down. We'll have a full report on that game from Breed O'Shea following the second half of Kerry and Galway. In the meantime, just before we hand back to Weisha and Gary, one or two text messages in. Can you please say hello to Mum and Dad, Mary and Frank O'Shea from Glencar, who are at Croke Park. Hope you're enjoying the match. That comes from Siobhan and John. And this is a message for Weisha. I know he's probably getting back into his analyst position there for second half commentary. Best wishes to Weisha. Listening to the match all the way in Thailand in Koh Phangan. And that comes in from Donald O'Sullivan, a Fossa footballer who Weisha no doubt knows and will appreciate those regards coming through. So with that in mind, Kerry have a 2-point lead. We return to Croke Park now for a second half commentary, analysing the action as Weisha, and of course our match commentator again for this afternoon, Gary O'Sullivan.
Kerry versus Galway in association with Ahern's Garage, Tralee Road, Castle Island, your main Opel and BMW dealers. Ahern's and Kerry, your winning team.
Yeah, thanks very much, Alan. Welcome back. None of the two teams are out in the second half so far, and I wouldn't blame them because it's absolutely bucketing down rain here. And I suppose the one advantage we have in working in a day like this is that we were able to go away and have our cup of coffee and have our sandwich at halftime, and those poor beleaguered supporters down in front of us have got a right drenching. The skies have opened up here, Weishi. Desperate conditions.
Yeah, we were saying there midway through the first half that the skies had been darkening, and we actually mentioned if there was lights, which there are, of course, that they'd put them on. Well, the lights are here. It's the first time ever that I have seen lights for a championship game in Croke Park. And when Kerry come out, to me anyway, and maybe some listener might correct me, it'll be the first time that Kerry will have played
in the senior championship, yeah.
Kerry would have played a championship game in Croke Park under lights.
I would.
Maybe somebody would correct us there, Gary, but it'll be a question maybe for a quiz in a few years' time down the line.
Now, of course, the big question is, can Kerry adapt to the wet ball? And there will be wet ball, and there'll be slipping and sliding. It's a dangerous second half for defenders.
Very, very dangerous, because the general consensus of the talking to people around at half-time was that Kerry are playing very fitful, and they are too. And in actual fact, I was talking to a number of people, and I mentioned it in the first half, about Cullum Cooper. He is neither here nor there. Whatever role they're giving him, out around the 40, the game is completely bypassing him. It's gone over his head, and it's gone into the two big men inside. And Kieran Donaghy is not on his game today, as he was the last day, because things aren't working out for him. And Tommy Welch is doing well, all right. But Declan O'Sullivan has been the man so far.
Yeah.
He's been outstanding so far. And we're picking up a lot of breaks around the middle of the field. But things are not moving well in the forward line.
No.
They're not moving with any precision or any skill or any class, Gary.
Well, there's action in the dugout and in the tunnel, and there is indeed. Here come Kerry, led by Tomás O'Shea. Looking around still as you were, I presumed they've changed their jerseys because they would have a wet set from the first half, so I presume they're all dry socks and togs and boots and whatever. And here come Galway, and Kieran Fitzgerald, now Weishi, comes in, number 17. I've spotted him, he's gone out, he's going into the defence somewhere, so that's one change. They were bound to bring him in at some stage, but other than that, it seems to be as we were.
Yeah, and he's a big man too, Gary, that's what he is. The rain is lighting off a small bit, but the lights are on at the moment. And by the way, Donnie Sheehan, the great GM and former Kerry selector, he trained his Kerry to win All-Ireland game, Croke Park. He has a son, Kieran Sheehan. And Kieran Sheehan's son, Kevin Sheehan, would you believe it, is making his debut today as a rugby player for America with the American Eagles. He was waiting to be picked for Ireland, but he's out in America on holidays at the moment. He's been picked to play a series of games for America. So Donny Sheehan's grandson playing rugby for the American Eagles. Well done, Donny, and well done to Kieran and his wife on that, and to young Kevin Sheehan. A historic day, a Kerry man playing rugby for America.
Yeah, historic day is right. We're almost ready now for a historic second half, because as we said, it's the first time in the championship, I think, that Kerry have played on the lights, and the lights are on, and thankfully there are lights in Croke Park, because it is hard enough to see the Kerry jerseys without rain, and it is still lashing rain down here. So the Kieran Fitzgerald in here does come into the defence. I'm not quite sure who's gone off at the moment, but we'll no doubt definitely have that confirmation for you in just a few minutes. The second half is underway. Kerry lead by 2 points, 1-8 to 9 points. All to play for. Semi-final place up for grabs. And, of course, Wexford safely through. Will it be Kerry or will it be Galway? First one by Cullum Cooper inside there. Trying to get inside. He's gone inside. He'd go for goal. Down. He surely. Oh, he's clipped it over the bar. There was an open goal on for Kerry.
Yes, indeed, but it was great work. We were talking about Cullum Cooper, whether he was in closer to the goal that time. The ball went in, he got the ball, went inside, passed the ball across the face of the goal, and Kieran Donaghy was coming in. He rose high like an eagle into the sky. Big tall Kieran Donaghy, he's 6'3". Remember, Kerry are attacking the Hill 16 end here at the railway in the Croke Park, and he palmed the ball, basketball style, as the fella said. We thought for a minute he was going to dunk it in the net, but he didn't. Pushed it over the bar. Great start for Kerry. 199 points. Could have been a goal. Should have been a goal.
Probably should have been. Declan O'Sullivan gets the ball again in the middle of the field to Dara O'Shea. Dara O'Shea taking on two of the Galway defenders. Gives it back again to Declan O'Sullivan. He's 3 points kicked in from play in the first half. Still Declan, I don't think he's finished scoring yet. Back now to Dara O'Shea. Dara and Barry Cullinan. Back now to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony breaks the tackle from Cullinan. The referee plays the advantage. It'll be a good game, is this Cavan official. High ball inside for Donaghy again. Broken down. Cullum Cooper trying to get onto it. Kieran Fitzgerald is there, so too the goalkeeper. He pulls and it's gone way out over in front of the Cusick stand in a line ball.
Yeah, well, a big high ball went into the square now, Danny, with up right in the square. And then now Colm Cooper is lurking more in around the box. We were talking about that he was too far out. Now he's got instructions, he's lurking in around the square, and that's much better.
I mean, if you are a Galway defender, you don't want to see Colm Cooper in around the square, and that's where he looks to be now for the second half. Colm drives it high into the lights, into the clouds, and unfortunately he's missed this one, first wide of the second half.
Yes indeed, Colm Cooper took the return pass and he was just in front of Hill 16 on the 21 metre line with the left leg, kicked the ball across the face of the goal and just pulled it wide in his own side. The rain now is lighting off a bit, not as heavy, but it's still coming down here in the green sward of Croke Park. Conditions will be difficult, but they made a great job of this pitch here in Croke Park. It was given a lot of trouble last year. Now they have improved it immensely. Kerry leading 199 points. Remember back in the 60s, Galway beat Kerry in the championship 3 years in a row, would you believe?
Still pouring rain here in Croke Park, and a great catch in the middle of the field by Barry Cullinan, the midfielder, getting away from Brian Sheen. Now this ball has drifted out here in front of the Hogan stand to Gareth Bradshaw. Head down and away he goes, and Brian Sheen is after him. Gareth Bradshaw drives it high, dangerous inside for Padraig Joyce, but he's just missed it. Almost collected. In fact, it wasn't Padraig Joyce, it was Paul Conroy. A let off there for Kerry Whishaw.
Yeah, Conroy was looking inside in the big box just behind the defenders, and the ball, the diagonal ball, came across. It just went over the fingers of the defenders, and Conroy was waiting for it, jumped up, it was too high for him. If he got it, he had a goal on, but the ball went over his head and went wide. Eamon Murphy, the Gingle man, for the kick out.
Again, the kick out, and Darragh O'Shea will go high for this and breaks it down nicely, and away goes Killian Young. In fact, back there over there too is the Padraig Joyce, and in fact, it's going to come out here now to Gary Sice. Gary Sice, ball inside now for Tom Sullivan, and Tom does well so far. The Rathmore man does very well. Good work there by Tom Sullivan. Gives it outside now to Seamus Scanlon. He gives it to the roaming Declan O'Sullivan, who in turn gives it to Tomás O'Shea, the team captain, looking up, giving a nice ball into space, and a great pass to Tommy Walsh, but he's overcooked it. And away come Galway, and Niall Coyne plays it outside here now to, this is Fiacra Brannock, the rain still lashing down here. Paul Conroy, well, the rain took its toll on that one. Killian Young will go back for this one. The Renard man looks up, hops the ball, coming out, Tom Sullivan slightly in his way, still Killian Young going into a little bit of danger. In fact, that was Mark O'Shea, my apologies, with the darkness. That wasn't Killian Young. This is Killian Young. Mark O'Shea was the man that came across the face of the goal, and this now is most definitely Declan O'Sullivan trying to break the tackle, and the referee penalises the Drummond man for charging.
Yeah, that's very harsh. I thought myself that he was being fouled there. The Galway man, Fiacna Brannock, had his arm right around him, and Declan O'Sullivan came at him, and he couldn't go around him. Not alone that, but the Galway man literally lifted him up in the air like it would be a jiu-jitsu or something, trying to throw him down, and the referee give a free, and that's a bit of a surprise. All right,
and the referee is going in now. Is he having another chat inside with Mark O'Shea? Because he and Paul Conroy were pulling and dragging at each other before the ball was in, and it'll be lucky if he doesn't bring in the free inside here. Mark O'Shea and Paul Conroy, he's having a chat with the two of them, and he's letting the free go from where the initial foul took place. And it's Michael Meehan, who was way down here just inside the 45 metre line, about 10 or 15 yards in from the sideline, standing directly in front of him is Tom O'Sullivan. This now, Michael Meehan. We've gone 4 minutes into the second half, and it's a 3-point lead for Kerry, 1-9 to 9 points. Good second half now is required by the Kingdom to get through to another semi-final. Meehan strikes it beautifully over the bar. That's the score of the game so far.
Oh, that's a superb point. That's his fifth point off a freeze, and he's also after kicking three off a play. A beautiful kick with the left leg just inside the 45 metre line, like a golfer, like Tiger Woods or Patrick Harrington. He swung the ball into the canal end, and with the left leg he curled it beautifully. Diarmuid Murphy watched it soaring over the bar. It's 1-9 to 10 points. This is a good game of football, have no doubt at all about it.
Oh, this is a very good game, and the ball is getting in the middle of the field, and away now come Kerry again. And this is Aidan O'Mahony drives it long inside for Colm Cooper, trying to get out ahead of Kieran Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald gets there ahead of him, gives it now to Mark Lydon. It's a 2-point game here in Croke Park. Still Kerry hanging on there. Ball is driven in long inside again for Meehan. He's given Tom Sullivan a tough start to the second half. Tough 5 minutes from the Rathmore man. Here's Meehan turning and twisting again, shooting. Is there only one between him? Yes, there is. Michael Meehan, star performer so far.
Michael Meehan, we said before the game that Meehan was the man. Well, he's proving it now, I can tell you, because he ran out to the wing, got that ball, turned around, left Tom Sullivan after him, came back in his right leg, and literally just swung the ball beautifully out the right leg over the bar. What beautiful balance he is. Sub coming on for Galway. Lovely footballer, Michael Meehan. You remarked there a while ago, Gary, we saw him playing for his college many years ago. Declan O'Sullivan was full forward, Colossians Gallagher. He was full forward for his college, and it was a shootout between the two of them.
And what a sub to come on. Joe Bergen is in after 6 minutes of the second half. Joe has suffered a lot of injuries this year. Gone is Paul Conroy. In is Joe Bergen. Good midfielder is Bergen. Here's Tomás O'Shea bringing the game again to Galway. Going through, Kerry lead by a point. 1-9, that's 12. Galway have 11. And a little bit of a mix-up in the Kerry half-forward line. Brian Sheen is inside there trying to rectify it. Kieran Donaghy's there too. They're slipping and sliding all over the place, and the referee's whistle is gone, and he'll probably throw the ball up.
Yes, the rain coming down, and they're sliding away as the song goes. I don't know who sang that song, but actually, Gary, I think he's not giving the free, and it's going to be a jump ball here. But the zing has gone out to the Kerry attack at the moment, and the Galway defences has certainly come to grips with the Kerry attack at the moment, and at the moment they're in a bit of trouble around there.
Barry Cullinan and Darrow O'Shea will go high for this ball, but the referee has failed to throw it in between the two of them. Little bit of off the ball stuff. He throws it, well grabbed by Declan O'Sullivan, going through the Dermot Pearce's man again, fouled most definitely this time by Diarmaid Blake, and for some indiscretion or something said by Barry Cullinan, it's brought forward 20 yards.
Yeah, but Kerry were lucky enough there, because I tell you the referee was going to throw in the ball one way, and next thing he turned around all of a sudden, put his back to the two he was going to throw it in, and he threw it into Declan O'Sullivan and his man, and Declan O'Sullivan was in front of his man, got the ball, turned around, went to go in, was pulled down. The Galway defence were incensed with the decision. They said something to the referee. "You can't talk back to me," says Mr. Referee. "Bring in that ball 14 metres. This will be an easy tip over for you."
And it should be for Brian Sheen, and he does tip it over the bar. We're gone almost 8 minutes into the second half. Lashing rain here in Croke Park, and Kerry lead by 2-1-10 to 11 points.
Yeah, Brian Sheen, his second point off of free. All the Kerry forwards except Colm Cooper have scored. Brian Sheen has got two off of frees, and the rest of them have scored off a play. Congratulations to the Kerry ladies who beat down in the championship. They've done something that we never did. We never beat down in the championship. Back to Croke Park here. Get to you, Gary.
Niall Coleman trying to get it. In fact, it's got by Seamus Scanlon, but it was scooped up off the ground, completely off the wet sod of Croke Park. Seamus can't complain about that. And Padraig Joyce, again the orchestrator. Long ball, driving it long, long, high inside. David Murphy's left his goal. Oh, it's gone into the back of the net. Diarmaid Murphy left the goal from nowhere, and Joe Bergen has got a goal for Galway.
Yes, indeed. Put that down to a mistake by Diarmaid Murphy, because it was Padraig Joyce who floated the ball in. Diarmaid Murphy should have stayed in his line. He came out and he tried to punch the ball, but Bergen got up before him, and Diarmaid Murphy collided with the defender, and the ball was nestling into the back of the net. Diarmaid Murphy should have stayed in his line definitely for that there. Now Kerry are in trouble, in big trouble, because Galway, as we said, have been taken over the game.
And come at the hour, come at the man, they're bringing on Tommy Griffin, and in my opinion, Tommy should have been on a long, long time ago, because he is the man really that is going to bring Kerry back into it. Who's coming off? The answer will be Padraig Reedy, I think, is being called ashore. We see a little bit unusual to take Padraig Reedy off, but anyway, Tommy Griffin, these conditions suit Tommy Griffin.
They will, they'll suit him all right. But he's a man that was unlucky not to be on the first 15 after he's just played the last day. But however, we'll have to wait and see how things go. But that ball by Diarmaid Murphy, he know very well from a goalkeeper, he should have stayed in his line, and he'd be kicking himself for that.
No, it's a point lead by Galway.
And Gary, once again, it was the high ball into the Kerry square. The high ball has been constantly troubling Kerry this year, and now also troubling them today.
And Owen Brosnan is about to come in. We'll continue with the play. Padraig Joyce drives the high ball again for Joe Bergen. Again, he grabs the substitute. Joe Bergen trying to twist and turn. Gives it outside, you know. Kerry defence under serious pressure. Ball played outside, you know, to number 23. That is Niall Coleman. Niall Coleman hits it high, and it's just gone left and wide. Unlucky.
Yes, but Galway are doing to Kerry now what Kerry have been doing to everybody. They put the big man Bergen in, and we everybody like the Munster final against Cork, Cousins was causing the trouble. Bergen is planking himself inside the square. He's a big tall man, and he's a good fielder. And Owen Brosnan is ready to come on for Kerry, and the Galway crowd are beginning to rise to their men, because they've gone ahead of Kerry 1-11 to 1-10.
It's put up to the All-Ireland champions now. Three in a row is on the line. Up goes Darrow O'Shea, broken in the middle of the field. Seamus Scanlon trying to go back there. Was there a Kerry man foul? I thought Tomás O'Shea was. He did as well. But it's all Galway at the moment. What a great start to the second half. What did Liam Salmon say to them? We don't know that. Gareth Bradshaw, it's curling, it's looking good. And the umpires have to decide. They don't know. They're not sure. from me, I thought it was a point.
I thought it was a point, Gary, myself. We are in the perfect position here.
Yeah.
And I thought myself that the ball curled beautifully and it just went inside the near upright. I must say that in all honesty and in all sincerity. And the men with the white coats, they were in a good position. They should have been able to see it.
He's asking the linesman, the referee.
The referee is going to the linesman now, is right, because he was also in a perfect position for it. I thought myself it was a point.
He's giving it.
Yeah.
It's the linesman that gave it, Weishi, because the referee, through his technical ability, was able to consult with the linesman. Pat O'Shea is having a questionnaire with the linesman, but in all honesty as well, I did think it was a point.
I did so too. I thought we were in a perfect position to see it here.
And it's given to Gareth Bradshaw. Galway need now by 2 points. The scoreboard has 2-11 to 1-10. The ball is driven into the middle of the field now.
And Galway are picking up an awful lot of breaks now, Gary. It's the breaking ball they're beating us in at the moment.
Oh, they are indeed. Kerry are out trading it. The actual score, of course, is 1-12 to 1-10. Galway have no 2 goals got. Here's Padraig Joyce. Padraig Joyce going through, leaving the ball after him. Tommy, or Dunica Walsh got the tackle in. This is Tommy Griffin coming out. This is Seamus Scanlon looking for it. It's Dara. Dara now gives it to Killian Young. And away goes the man for Renard. Still Killian Young. Kerry losing here by 2 points at the moment. Great crossfield ball to Colm Cooper. Can Kerry kick up into another gear? Colm Cooper can't get to it. Kieran Fitzgerald has gone back in there, and Kieran Fitzgerald is trying to come out with the ball, and he plays it back to his goalkeeper Paul Doherty. Referee's whistle is gone. What did Liam Salmon say at halftime, Weishi? That's the
well,
question.
Gary, I said that he probably taught them to attack more and not to be playing so defensively, and watch the breaking ball around the mid of the field. Another sub coming on for Kerry, because Kerry had been winning a lot of breaks in the first half, and now in the second half there's a lot of ball not being fielded in the middle of the field, but breaking, and Galway winning all of that.
And it's a goal scorer that's been brought ashore at 12 minutes into the second half. That's Dunica Walsh and Owen Brosnan. That's the switch I think they made against Monaghan as well last week. So Pat O'Shea is trying what all he can. He's sitting down now with his selectors, with the two Gainey boys, and at the moment there's a brief injury to one of the Galway players.
Yeah, and at the moment Galway are actually looking to be the better football team than Kerry. They were sluggish at the start for that layoff that they had since the Connacht final. Now they're getting to grips with the game, and they looked that little bit fresher, I put it, than Kerry. A little bit fresher. And as I said, there's no high ball now going into Tommy Welch or Kieran Danny. That's not working at all. And Colm Cooper is out betwixt and between at the moment. So Galway definitely at the moment having more of the play and the better team.
Oh, great catch by Owen Brosnan. Plays it back now to Darragh O'Shea. Kerry trailed by 2. Darragh drives it long, looking for Tommy Welch. That's a very good catch by the man from Rahillies. Still Tommy Welch calling for it. This is Declan O'Sullivan. He gives it to Declan. He sells W1-1, trying to get away from his man. This is Tomás O'Shea taking on Mark Lydon. Tomás O'Shea from a near impossible angle kicks it high and kicks it into an empty Hill 60.
Yeah, but it was great feeling by Tommy Welch there. And Tommy Welch has gone down injured at the moment. Went up, got the ball, turned around, gave the ball back out to Declan O'Sullivan. He gave it far out the field to Tomás O'Shea. Tomás O'Shea was at a very awkward angle there. The man was right down on top of me. Turned around from the 21 metre line. The lights beaming down here in Croke Park, and Galway leading Kerry 1-12 to 10 points. Kerry going for 3 in a row. Remember back in the 60s, Galway won 3 in a row, and Tomás O'Shea kicked the ball across the face of the goal and pulled it wide on his own side. So Tommy Welch, he's all right again.
Sean Gainey has called Darren Sullivan from the stand, and I'd say in a matter of minutes he and possibly Daniel Bohan could be on their way in. Sean Gainey is giving them instructions, so it'd be very rarely to see Sean Gainey giving instructions unless they were about to come in. So it's probably Bohan and Darren O'Sullivan pushed there on Darragh O'Shea, most definitely by Barry Cullinan in the middle of the field. The watch is 14 minutes gone of the second half, and the ball is brought forward for more mouthing from the Galway players. Quickly taken by Dara. Inside now, Gooch is in space, trying to get away from Fitzgerald. He is getting away from Fitzgerald. Colm Cooper pulled to the ground, free in, and for once he beat Fitzgerald that time.
He did indeed, and beat him well. Went up, got the ball. He's looking now more in around the goal. He's doing much better. Went up, got the ball between 21 and the 14 metre line. Turn around. His man is going to get a yellow card because it was a rugby tackle. We see rugby play here in Croke Park, but this is Gaelic football. You can't do that as the referee. I'm giving you a yellow card to the Galway men. And Colm Cooper was actually gone for the goal.
He
gone around his man. He was gone in, and he was deliberately pulled down. That'll be a yellow card.
It'll be Kieran Fitzgerald, the substitute at half time. He's the man that was brought in, and he's the man that's after getting a yellow, number 17, and this one will be taken by Colm Cooper. This will only put 1 point between them because he's dead straight in front of the post. And Colm Cooper, would you believe it, Weishi? It's 15 minutes in the second half, first score from Colm Cooper.
First score from Colm Cooper since it began. All the Kerry forwards have got their name on the score sheet. And Brian Sheehan with 2 frees and Colm Cooper with the free, and the rest of the players, Declan O'Sullivan, of course, and the rest of them, they were all off the play. So now Kerry have cut it down to 1-12. What's the odds we'll go to extra time with all the games being played last weekend and this weekend? There was no game went to extra time yet.
No. not yet.
Unbelievable, really.
Yeah, absolutely. 15 minutes gone, and it's a point lead for Galway. 112 to 111 for the middle of the field now. Owen Brosnan is over there battling hard with Kieran Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is everywhere this afternoon. This is Diarmaid Blake now. Blake getting away from Declan O'Sullivan. Blake hits it long, long, high ball again, a high ball into the Kerry defence. Mark O'Shea breaking it from him. Tom Sullivan's in trouble from Meehan. He's gone through here. A goal could wrap it up. Brilliant save from David Murphy. Absolutely point blank. Brilliant save by the Dingle man. Ball is tenned outside to Niall Coleman, who slots it over the bar. It is a point, but it could have been a goal.
Yes, indeed. I don't know with that Joe Bergen to put it over. Gary,
Niall
I'm
Coleman.
Not sure.
Was it? Niall Sorry. Coleman. Yeah, you're right. Joe Bergen.
Joe Bergen to put out. But anyway, Meehan again got through, got around his men. He had to pull it to the shot, and it was a brilliant save by Diarmaid Murphy with his legs, because it looked like the goal was on. Meehan got around him, hit a bullet of a shot low along the ground, and Murphy came out, cut down the angle and made an absolutely brilliant save. The ball went out to Bergen, he put it over the bar. Galway lead 111 to 113. They are back again, back come Kerry. This is
Seamus
an absolutely
Scanlon unable to get to that, and it's Galway again, and Gareth Bradshaw to Padraig Joyce on midfield. Padraig Joyce, the captain, will he see his tie side into the semi-final again? Another high ball. Killian Young is the man that's under this one. He breaks it down to, who's back there? Declan O'Sullivan is back there. This now is Dara. He's plenty of green and gold jerseys to his right. One of them is Mark. Still Dara takes that solo. Mark is looking for it. Tomas is looking for it, and he gives it to the younger brother. That's Tomas. Tomas drives it long, long, long. High for Donaghy. Up will go Kieran Donaghy. Catches it independently. Good catch by Starr. Donaghy swung around the neck by number 23, Niall Coleman, and that's a free in.
Yeah, that could be a yellow card for Coleman, the way he caught Donaghy. But now things are better, because Donaghy is staying inside in the square. Colin Cooper is playing corner forward, and Tommy Welsh is playing in the 40, where Colin Cooper was changed. So there's another sub coming on.
Daniel Bohan is coming in. Seamus Scanlon has gone off. So yeah. What that means now, I'm not sure. Is Tommy Griffin gone to midfield? He is.
He is indeed, yeah. And Bohan has gone back in defence. He's gone actually back full back. He's standing in front. But now what's after happening is that Colin Cooper has gone in corner forward, and Tommy Welsh has gone out centre forward, and Cooper and Donaghy here inside. Big high ball came into Donaghy, a diagonal ball. He got that ball. That's much better. Brian Sheehan comes up, puts the ball over the bar. There's only one point in it now. But that move again, like we spoke about, Cooper was outside. Now he's playing much better, yeah, and he could turn the game inside.
And Kieran Donaghy having an exchange of words inside there with Gary Sice. And Galway are really putting it up to the All-Ireland champions. And ominous when you see the Stewarts coming in front of Croke Park, in front of Hill 16. The crowd is getting behind both sides. There's 18 minutes gone in the second half. 17 of normal time. The All-Ireland champions trail by a point here. Galway 113, Kerry 112. The kick out now coming again from Paul Doherty. Drives it again into the middle of the field. Darrow will go up 8. Now Mahoney goes up, but staying down is Diarmaid Blake of Galway. And he gets the ball. This ball is driven in long inside now by Kieran Fitzgerald. Inside again, Tom Sullivan, Joe Bergen. Goal surely going through is Meehan. Oh, great defending. Back outside, and a great block on the line again. It was by Cormac Bain. The Kerry defence are really under so much pressure. It's unbelievable how they're getting away with it inside there. Galway keeping the ball well in play. There's fake for Brannock. Killian Young is trying to come out. He's under serious pressure. Now he's being pushed, and it's a free out.
Yes, indeed. That was great stuff. Great defending by Kerry there. And once again, it was the high ball in. They're raining the high ball in. Michael Meehan got the ball. He turned around. Lost his foot at the last moment. Diarmaid Murphy came out, and two defenders. They blocked it. A goal bounce shot. Looked like there was a goal on there. Kerry are under tremendous pressure. And it's the high ball that's absolutely crucifying them at the moment.
And Tomás O'Shea drives it long now for Brian Sheehan, who gathers it right in front of the views of Liam Salmon and Pat O'Shea. Declan O'Sullivan to Tommy Griffin, and away goes now Tomás O'Shea again. After him is Mark Lydon. Still Tomás O'Shea. He's had a very good game as the captain this afternoon. Will he be the winning captain? No, that's the big question. Crossfield ball again over there for Tommy, it was for Colum Cooper, but he was beaten there by Gary Sice, and away comes Galway once again. And this is Niall Coyne, the right half back to the number 23, Niall Coleman. He came in as the first half. He's the former midfielder. Back going back there was Owen Brosnan, who's done very well. Gives it to Tommy Griffin, gives it to Killian Young. Tomás O'Shea has it now. Kerry pinned back in their own half back line. Coming out now with it again is that's Mark O'Shea making a run, and now Dara has the ball in the middle of the field, and he's fouled by Padraig Joyce, and he's also fouled by Michael Meehan, and also by Cormac Bain. It's a free in the middle of the field to
Kerry.
Three
Kerry men around to bring up the ball, since the referee stopped him from kicking it. Dara O'Shea is going to take this one.
And he's giving inside for the coach, who's got away from Gary Sice. Colum Cooper breaking it down to himself. Now, he has a chance to turn and shoot. He sold the dummy in. Better angle for Colum Cooper. This hopefully will go over. Crowd will tell you, yes. Great score by Colm Cooper, and we're level in Croke Park.
Oh, lovely point by Cooper. It was Dara O'Shea in the big high ball, went in, the ball broke. Colm Cooper was waiting for it, and with the left leg he turned around the man from Arch Anavoli, hopped the ball once, went around his man, sold the little dummy, and with the left leg put the ball straight and threw over the bar. Thanks be to God they've put him back into the position where he made his name anyway. And fair play to the selectors for making that move. The scores are level.
It's there to be won. There's 15 minutes of normal time left. 20 gone in Croke Park. Pat O'Shea looking anxious. So too Liam Salmon. 113 to Kerry. 113 to Galway. Broken by Tommy Griffin. In fact, it was. Yes, this is Kieran Fitzgerald for Galway. This is Mark Lydon for Galway in the middle of the field. They're still a long way from the Kerry goal, and the ball has gone much further back now. Tommy Walsh will up his work rate, but coming out with it now is Niall Coyne, and this is now Barry Cullinan. Barry Cullinan to Padraig Joyce. Padraig Joyce has scored nothing so far. We hope that will continue. Daniel Bohan is out off the blocks quickly and gets ahead of Joe Bergen. He now gives it inside there to Mark O'Shea. Mark O'Shea in the right corner, back in front of the Cusick stand. Rain still pouring, lashing down here in Croke Park. Ball is held in play, and it's Galway who come back again with it. And a long ball driven inside again. Plenty of running by Bergen. He has played well since he's been introduced, but Bohan has the legs for him once again, and this time that might be a good tactical switch by Pat O'Shea. Daniel Bohan, two stacksmen now on the team. This is Tomás O'Shea. Tomás back to Dermot Murphy. Dermot, Dar O'Shea looking for it, decides to give it a safer option to the Garda from Rathmore. That's Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony now coming through the middle. Who's going to get the next score? Who's going to go in front? Aidan O'Mahony putting his defence under a lot of pressure over there, but Kerry have motored out of it, and that's Mark O'Shea. And here now goes Kerry once again, and that's Owen Brosnan. Gone well up now towards the 45. Now gone past the 45. Great pass to his fellow Croaksman, Colm Cooper. Back inside to Declan O'Sullivan. Declan O'Sullivan could go for goal, and he takes a point. But that's much better. Well done by Owen Brosnan.
Oh, well done by Owen Brosnan. Great run by the solicitor. Turned around, gave the ball to his clubmate, Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper standing in front of the big square. Turned around, saw Declan O'Sullivan, the drum at Pearson man running in. Gave a lovely pass to Declan. And Declan had a goal on. Will I go for the goal? You could see him thinking. You could see it flashing through his mind. No, he said to himself, I'll take my point. And he flashed the ball over the bar there. A goal was on. Great move by Kerry. Cracking game of football. Two great counties playing. Two traditional counties playing great football. Kerry a point ahead.
A notice comes up and tells us that the N3 at Cabra is impassable due to flooding. I hope we're not going back that way. Killian Young has the ball in the right in front of Pat O'Shea, in front of the Cusick or the Hogan stand. Watch sells us 13 minutes of normal time. What a game of football. 114 to Kerry, 113 to Galway. High ball again for Donahue. Do well to get something out of this. Broken inside. Niall Coyne has it. He's the wing back for Galway. Ball is played in now to Diarmuid Blake. He's the centre half back. Good blocking by Colm Cooper. Very good work by the goat. Did Owen Brosnan touch into the ground?
Tommy, I wonder, Gary, I wonder, is Tommy Welch tiring? The young lad, he's only, I wonder, is he tiring? Maybe they might bring in a fresh man there, because I think I've seen him going for a few balls there. The legs seem to be gone by him.
Yeah, would they spring maybe a... Mike Frank or maybe Paul Collar? That's good work by Bohan. Bohan has done well. We should see
Bohan has cleared three or four great balls. He's looked very good since he went in, and very solid.
He has, because Bergen was causing trouble in center.
Good move.
Tom Sullivan, here comes Aidan O'Mahony. Long ball again for Gooch. Gary Sice is the man on him now. 1-1. Who's the better? 1-1-1. I'll always go for the Gooch. Still Colm Cooper. Turning, twisting, Gary Sice gives a pinpoint ball to Kieran Donaghy. Grabs it. Loses it again. Gets it back again. Back to Colm Cooper. Kerry lead by a point. 17-16. Donaghy sells the dummy. Gets away from his man. That's Brian Sheehan out way over there. Tight angle. St. Mary's man from Carstivine lands it high and has landed another one. And Brian Sheehan gets his first score from play. Kerry lead by two.
And a lovely point by Kerry. Well done. It was Colm Cooper got the ball, gave to Kieran Donaghy. Kieran Donaghy came out, lost the ball, collected again, gave the ball back to Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper to Donaghy, passed the ball back to Sheehan. And the St. Mary's Carstivine men from just outside the 21 with an absolutely lovely little chip put the ball over the bar. Kerry are gone ahead again. It's 115 to 113. Yes indeed,
you
Gary,
called it. That's it. That's the switch, Rishi. You've called it. Darren Sullivan is in. Tommy Welch is going on, but we see 3 points from Tommy Welch today.
Listen, Tommy Welch is under 21 again next year. That's tough going out there. That's great experience for him. He's going to be getting stronger and getting better.
And Darren Sullivan robs the first ball off Niall Coyne, and away come Kerry again. They are now showing that they are all Ireland champions, and they're not going to give up this title that they have for a long, long time yet. Killian Young with a great run. gives it inside to Colm Cooper, selling dummies and fisting over the bar. Much better now from the Kingdom, and they're back in front by three.
Super stuff by Kerry. Killian Young, what a footballer. Beautiful footballer, Killian Young. The man from South Kerry, the man from Renard, cut up the middle of Croke Park, went right in, could have taken his point himself. No, he says there's a better man waiting for the pass inside me. Gave the ball to Cooper. Cooper might have gone around his man, but the man from Mark Shanavouli, now playing in the position where he starred, right corner forward, punched the ball over the bar, and a lovely point. And Kerry gone 116 to 113 ahead. Great moves by the selectors. Great play at the moment by Kerry, rising their game. Another sub coming on for Galway.
Coming back on with, she is Matthew Clancy, and he's replacing Cormac Bain. So that's a bit of a surprise again. Why did they take him off initially is the big question. But anyway, Matthew Clancy is back in. The watch tells us 10 minutes of normal time. It's still there for anyone to win it. Aidan O'Mahony trying to get it. One in the middle of the field. Going to take it there was Declan O'Sullivan. He decides to leave it to Dara O'Shea. Declan is still full of running, wants the ball, and does get it from Dara. Declan has had a great, great game. 4 points from play this afternoon from the Drummond man. Still Declan O'Sullivan now approaching the 45-metre line, holding on to possession for dear life, trying to get away from Padraig Joyce. Padraig Joyce is the young man against the elderly man, and he's trying to chip it up with Darren Sullivan. Ball will stay in play. Declan is outside him. Dara looks up. Donaghy's there with him as well. Darren goes through. He's looking for a free. The referee's not going to give it to him that easily. Still Kieran Donaghy has it. Kieran Donaghy might play it outside to Darren Sullivan again. They need to get out to this corner. Declan O'Sullivan has it now with 9 minutes or thereabouts of normal time. So 3 point lead by Kerry. Here's Tommy Griffin. Remember, he's now at midfield since Daniel Bohan came into defence. Colm Cooper back to Aidan O'Mahony. Much better. Aidan O'Mahony got a point against Monaghan. He's now got one against Galway. Great score by the man from Rathmore at centre back.
What a great score from a great player, Aidan O'Mahony, who said he had a sore ankle. You couldn't put down that man. I never saw a Rathmore man yet going down that he couldn't get up and play another game. Aidan O'Mahony right at the end. A beautiful attack, and the beauty of it was Kerry had the ball inside in the corner with Dan O'Sullivan, and they hand passed it the whole way out to the middle of the field. Never got confused with it, never got stressed, and gave it to Mahoney over the bar. Great stuff by Kerry, and great play, and very controlled.
And again Darren Sullivan wins the break. Kerry have weathered the storm, and storm being the word, because it is absolutely bucketing down rain here again in Croke Park. The skies have opened up again. There's going to be a tough journey back for all us Kerry supporters, because the driving conditions will be fairly bad. That's of course if those that are driving, if they're in the train or the plane, they won't matter. Kerry won't matter if they win it. Darrow O'Shea trying it long again for Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper broken from him. Gary Sice has it way over in front of the Cusick standover. That the referee gives a free to the Galway man, and now the watch says 8 minutes of normal time. Coming out is Diarmaid Blake. Diarmaid Blake, 117 to Kerry, that's 20 points. 113 to Galway, that's 16. Fiacra Brannock has it in the middle of the field. Galway attack again, long high ball. Bergen has it. Well, he's about to have it. It's broken from him again by Daniel Bohan. Give it outside and out to Padraig Joyce. Padraig Joyce turns on that trusted left peg and lands his first score of the afternoon, and we're gone 27 minutes into the second half.
And once again, it was the big high ball went in, even though Bohan got his fist hit, but there was no one there to take it up. Well, there was someone there, but he was a Galway man. Padraig Joyce, what great service he's given to his county. Turn around, lift the ball over the bar. Who said Kerry couldn't play in the rain? Back around the 30s, they played Kildare. It was flogging rain, and Kildare beat Kerry, and everybody said after Kerry can never play in the rain. Who's saying it now, though? 117 to 114. It's an absolutely cracking game. Great game of football. Probably one of the best games from last weekend and this weekend.
Yeah, I would agree thoroughly. Definitely a very good game, considering we must consider the conditions, because the conditions are raw. Due to flooding on the Joneses Road, all patrons of the Hogan Stand must exit at the Davin, that's the canal stand, into the stadium. So they're serious.
So we're marooned here in the Hogan Stand. Maybe we'll have to bump down here in Croke Park for the night if we win. What about it? By the way, I went to talking about water. I want to congratulate the Irish heavyweight crew with our own Sean Casey from Kerry, who have qualified for the semi-finals. Well done to them. His father, Pat Casey, won an All-Ireland medal here at midfield for East Kerry back in the early 70s. So well done to the heavyweight crew from Ireland who qualified for the semi-finals, and to our own Sean Casey.
Declan Meehan comes in, and gone is Diarmaid Blake. If I was Liam Salmon, I'd have poor Diarmaid Blake gone long ago, because Declan O'Sullivan beat him out the door in the first half, but he's gone now anyway. Conditions are getting really, really tough. One goal, 114 to 117, that's
Gary,
the score.
Isn't the pitch holding up superbly?
Doing very well,
isn't
doing
it?
Very well, and credit to the grounds people around here. That's a great shoulder by who? Owen Brosnan. And he up scuttles the Galway man. That's Niall Coyne. And now Declan O'Sullivan is trying to get the better of number 18, Declan Meehan. We'll have to credit the Kerry selectors as well. They've made some great switches.
They've done tremendous switches. They have great subs. Coyne came up the wing there, and Brosnan came out. He hit him a tuck of his shoulder. Up scuttled him completely, dropped him out over the line.
Long ball from Dara. Dara to Darren. This is Darren Sullivan, who's been introduced and has done well. Will he get on the scoreboard? It's curling all the way home from Glenbeg Glencars, Darren O'Sullivan.
I don't mind admitting it, I don't mind saying it, I'm a great fan of that man. He was one of the best players for Kerry in the National League. He's very unlucky that he hasn't started for Kerry in the Championship. It's Darren O'Sullivan, I must be fair about it. And since he has come on, he has won every ball that he has gone for. Turn around, curled the ball beautifully off the bar, lovely point. It's 114 to 118, Kerry 4 points ahead. There's still a goal in Galway, Gary, I wouldn't rule him out.
5 minutes to go, Matthew Clancy inside for Michael Meehan. Michael Meehan now this time, Tom Sullivan is battling also hard with him. Still Michael Meehan trying to get inside. The man from Rathmore, Meehan again turning, kicking with the left boot. How good is this one? It looks good. Yeah, that's a great score again. He's a class player, Michael Meehan.
That was an absolutely superb point. Beautiful balance by Meehan from under the Cusick stand. He turned around and got onto the left leg and he just kicked the ball high from inside the 45 metre line. Landed the ball straight and threw over the pass. That's 10 points by Meehan. Yeah. In any man's language, that's great scoring. Beautiful player, no matter who's on him, he's going to give him trouble anyway because he's so fit and he's so accurate. Now it's 115 to 118 and there's 66 minutes gone.
Five from play and five from freeze by Meehan. Out for the middle of the field. Tommy Griffin, the dingle man, goes high. Gathered there, though, by Declan Meehan. Declan Meehan now gives it to Kieran Fitzgerald. Galway still not out of it. Don't rule him out. There's only a goal in it. Another high ball on the Kerry defence. Up they go for it. Daniel Bohan again grabs it. Broken outside nearly for Patrick Joyce. Referee says play on. Galway have it with Matthew Clancy for goal. And well held by Dermot Murphy on the line. And the dingle man plays it out to the Drummond man. That's Declan O'Sullivan. Left the ball after him for a few split seconds. Still Declan. Tremendous work right by the Kerry half hour line again. This is Tommy Griffin. Tommy Griffin will play it outside to Tomas O'Shea. Kerry were rattled, but they took that rattling and they're still on course to reach the semi-final. Back again to Tomas O'Shea. In now again to Tommy Griffin. Tommy Griffin punch past two. Darren Sullivan again. He's got Declan outside him. Declan has Dara outside him. All Kerry so far. Dara approaching the 45. Donaghy comes to meet him. Still Dara holds possession. Making the run is Gooch and a brilliant pass by Dara. Into the Gooch. In for Brian Sheehan. A goal, he would wrap it up. Brian Sheehan punches it over the bar. That's brilliant football by Kerry.
Wonderful stuff, my wonderful stuff. Dan O'Sullivan to Dara O'Shea. Dara O'Shea to the Gooch. The Gooch up to Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan at the goal and he took his point. And down at the other end we saw Matthew Clancy. High ball came in again, troubling Kerry. The ball came back to Clancy and he turned around. He hit the bullet of a shot. It went to low. It was a daisy cutter. But down went big Damon Murphy. Collected the ball into his chest. A wonderful save by him. Great shot because it was a bullet and it was dangerous in the slippery going. The ball went up the field and eventually it went to Brian Sheehan and Brian Sheehan went through. There was a goal on, took his point. 119 to 115. Kerry motoring well now, motoring with more fluency since they made those changes at half time.
Donaghy has cramp again. He probably will be coming off in a few minutes. Again Declan O'Sullivan, what a game he's had at centre half forward. Again now to Mark O'Shea. Here comes Aidan O'Mahony again. Was he taken out of it as the ball was kicked? He was. He was indeed. Where the ball will land, it was a late challenge on Aidan O'Mahony, also on Kieran Donaghy. Don't be surprised if Kieran Donaghy comes off in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah, that was a very late tackle on Aidan O'Mahony there, and hopefully now that he did the tackle when he was trying to protect his ankle that he didn't go over on it, because the tackle was very, very late. The referee spotted the lift of play go on, didn't blow, but Mahoney's after having a superb game. Aidan O'Mahony, probably one of the best centre-backs in the country at the moment, played, he's up and round, he's alright now. The referee's going to take the Galway man's name, give him a yellow card, and he's going to give the free from where the ball landed.
One goal in 19 from Kerry and they've won 14 from play, Godwici. That's great shooting for Kerry.
Great shooting, one superb shooting altogether.
They've put some lovely moves together in the second half. They weathered the storm, let's be said. They're not home and dry yet, but by God, they showed they're our Ireland champions because they were down 2 or 3 points at one stage, but they've come back into it. And here's Brian Sheehan now. Good 50 yards out from goal. Drives it long into the lights here in Croke Park and has landed an absolutely smashing kick again from Brian Sheehan.
A lovely point by Brian Sheehan, his 4 point after of a free, alright, on the 45 metre line, kicking into the railway goal, and he stood back and beautifully struck straight and through over the bar. Kerry lead 120 to 115. If Cork win tomorrow, if Kerry win today, you'll have a Cork Kerry All Ireland semi final. That's still all to be played for, but Kerry ahead at the moment, 120 to 115, and playing outstandingly well in the second half.
And a quick kick out by the goalie to Finian Hanley, and he wasn't the required distance away from it. That's a hash.
That's hash, because I tell you why, Gary, because their shot free's been taken all day.
There it is.
I tell you, I saw shot free's been taken all day in that one, and that there's going to be a jump ball or a hop ball or whatever they want to call it. Jump ball, they call it a hop ball, but the referee won't hop it. He'll throw it up, so it must be a jump ball.
We're hitting second. We're hitting 70 minutes. What'll be at a time? Probably about 3 minutes. We'll have a guess on that. Anyway, the ball has been thrown inside. Kieran Donnelly, we're coming out with it is Barry Cullinan, and Barry Cullinan has been fouled, a free out. Don't forget, you can vote in your man of the match. Text the word player, followed directly by, with no space, the number of the players you wish to vote for, followed by your own name, and the number you need is 53307. The text will cost you 60 cents each, and of course, to tell you that the lines will remain open until midday tomorrow, and then the man of the match winner is voted by you, the Radio Kerry listener, will be announced during the 1:15 bulletin tomorrow, Monday.
And the man with the flashing board has gone up underneath us here in the Hogan stand, and he's flashing 2-2-2. So that means two minutes of extra time to be. The referee went in here, the word with the umpires, and he's going to call somebody. He saw something happening. We'll see what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Coming in as a late replacement now will be Paul O'Connor from Kinmare. He'll come in. I'd nearly say they might call off Kieran Donnelly because he's been suffering with cramp for the last few minutes, but Paul O'Connor is about to make his debut in the championship. Now, where's the referee? I've lost him. Oh, I've spotted him. He's speaking to Cullum Cooper and his marker. Yes, Paul O'Connor will be coming in for Kieran Donnelly, so the Kinmare man will get a run for the last few minutes. He's calling a Barry Cullinan, Weishi, a yellow for him. Not sure that Cullum Cooper
got one. Yeah, Cullum Cooper got one too, he did, yeah. Okay. And he yellow for you. Paul O'Connor, the young man from Kinmare. Nice to see Kinmare getting their representative here in Croke Park. They'll be all happy down with that. And Kieran Donnelly gets a huge ovation from the Kerry crowd as he comes off. He's beginning to suffer from cramp lately at the backs of his legs. He came off against Monaghan and he had two big ice bags walking around Croke Park tied onto his legs. I don't know how he went with them, but he did it anyway. But he's inclined to be suffering from cramp a little bit lately.
Well, the rain has eased a little bit. I won't say it has stopped. It hasn't stopped, but it has eased. And it's a 5-point lead for Kerry. The fullback took the kick backwards, would you believe, to the goalie. He's played it out now again. It looks as if Kerry are home and dry. Maybe dry is the wrong word, because they're not dry. They're well wet. Paul O'Connor, first touch, gives it to Dara O'Shea. Dara has outside him who are Declan O'Sullivan. He gives it into the brother, Tomas. Tomas has Tommy Griffin outside him. Tommy Griffin now continuing on towards the 45. We'll play it back to Tomas O'Shea. Looking for it is Cullum Cooper. He's at midfield. Cullum has the ball out. Declan has gone away to this side. Cullum gives a pinpoint pass into the Drummond man. He gives it outside to Dara. Dara go for the score. The crowd will lift to this one. On his championship record of 71 appearances, Dara O'Shea with a great point.
And a wonderful point by Dara O'Shea in his 71st appearance, breaking John O'Leary's record. A man rang me up yesterday and he said Dara O'Shea has played 71 games for Kerry, 70 games. He scored a goal and 25 championship points. That's a goal and 26 championship points now by Dara O'Shea. Where do they get these stats? Where do these record men around Kerry keep all these statistics? 125, great point by Dara O'Shea.
And my apologies to Paul O'Connor, it isn't him that's brought in, it is Kieran O'Leary. It's very hard to see the numbers. There's 26 Kieran O'Leary is in there, not Paul O'Connor, so we'll have to rectify our mistake, and the mistake it was on our behalf. Here's Aidan O'Mahony anyway, going through again. Kerry definitely en route now, 121 to 115. Aidan O'Mahony plays it outside. Additional time has been played. Cullum Cooper, poor pass. We may not have much more. The Cavan official looks at his watch. He looks at it a second time, Joe McQuillan. He says play on, last throw for Galway, but they're now going to be knocked out of the All-Ireland Championship Series. Liam Salmon will have to try again next year. In the middle now is Barry Cullinan. Barry Cullinan plays it outside here again to Fiachna Branagh. Fiachna Branagh has spotted a loose Matthew Clancy. Tired legs everywhere. Matthew Clancy kicks it with the left leg. It's curling, it's looking good, and in fact it's gone over the bar from Matthew Clancy, but it possibly will, and it is, Weishi, the last score of the game. Kerry are through by 5 points.
Yes indeed, and deservedly so. An excellent performance by Kerry, I must admit. Far better than what they played against Monaghan. Of course, Galway play a different type of football, and in particular in the second half, the secret of the success to me was putting Cullum Cooper into the corner forward position and putting him in where he's more natural, and then the introduction of the substitutes. Kerry's substitute bench to me is definitely better than any in the country, and the substitutes, the fresh legs they brought in, really turned the game. Daniel Bahan came into the defence and he played exceptionally well. However, there'll be still a few worries about the high ball going into the Kerry square. Diarmaid Murphy with that great save, it made up for the goal that he came out that probably he shouldn't have left his goal for. But generally, overall, it was a very composed, very experienced, very classy second half performance by Kerry. they looked in control for all during the game. And when Galway came at them, and when they drew level with them, it was then that Kerry showed their experience. They passed the ball around, they held it. None more so than 1 point they scored in the second half, when they had the ball at the corner flag, and they worked it out in six or seven passing movements, and it finished up with a point by Brian Sheehan. Kerry are well there. If Cork win tomorrow, now we'll be playing Cork in the semi-final, and that's going to be some game. Hopefully they will, because we'll make for more excitement. But it was great to see Dara O'Shea making his 71st appearance. Well done to the men in the line, well done to Pat O'Shea and his men. An excellent performance by Kerry, richly deserved. Well done to Galway for giving us such a great game. And at the end of the day, Kerry look good. They're still there, well in line for three in a row. And with the minors winning today, it means with the under 21-1, Kerry are still there. They didn't do it since 1975, win minor, under 21 and senior. A richly deserved win, Gary, and a very, very excellent, classy, composed performance by Kerry in the second half.
Absolutely. Well, questions were asked, questions were answered. Kerry are through to the semi-final, so too are Wexford. That's it from us in commentary. Myself, Alweishi and Shane Toomey here on sound. We'll be getting interviews from the Kerry dressing. You'll be able to hear all of those tomorrow on Sunday Sports. But for the moment, that's us. That's it done for us here in Croke Park. You'll be getting the views of Billy and Ambrose in a few minutes. Final score here in the All-Ireland quarter-final in a very, very, very wet Croke Park. Kerry are home by 5 points. Kerry, one goal and 21 points. Galway, one goal and 16 points. From all of us here, a very good evening to you all.
Kerry versus Galway, in association with the Hearns Garage, Tralee Road, Castle Island. Your main Opel and BMW dealers. A Hearns and Kerry, your winning team.
Now, there's Will Downing's report from the Olympics. Now, we are going to go to Croke Park to Ambrose O'Donovan. His thoughts on what was a very, very impressive display there in the second half by Kerry. Ambrose, no doubt you were impressed by what you saw in there in the second half.
Oh, definitely. You'd have to be impressed here, and very proud to the colleagues of the Kerry management. With that second half performance, we were put to the test of our mettle down the first 10 minutes. We were a little bit shaky, but when we settled down, I think Kerry played some fabulous football. It was probably the best game of football I've seen this year. It was great scores on both sides. You credit Galway as well. But I mean, we had tactically, Salmon put in a big man inside. He'd done what we'd done, and troubled us for a little bit. But fair play to Bohan. I thought he looked very comfortable in the commander. And as well as that, the big plus today is Colm Cooper is back. I think when they put him in corner forward, he had a great game. And it was great to see him back, confidence-wise and everything. He was trotting around the park. A very good thing for Kerry. I mean, we can learn a bit from it as well. But, I mean, as well, Alan, I know it looked like on television, but our half-back line were absolutely superb there. When our backs were to the wall, Aidan, Tomás O'Shea and Killian were absolutely fantastic. And, I mean, Declan Sullivan ran himself into the ground. At times, maybe he overheld, took the wrong option, but he put in a fantastic out football. Great to see him back again. So, a lot of plus for Kerry on today's performance. Our players we needed to come good for us are coming good.
Credit, you say, to Galway is right. I mean, Michael Meehan, nobody needs an introduction to Michael and his ability. Superb scoring display there, almost single-handedly keeping Galway in it. But Joe Bergen, an inspired substitution, and a very rare mistake from Dermot Murphy. He makes very few of them, but it was reminiscent of Alan Quirk's mistake against Colm Cooper in last year's All-Ireland final.
Exactly, it was carbon copy. But to his credit, I mean, Dermot had two very good saves at critical stages, and I mean, had them gone in, you know, you could be pushed to the pin of your collar, but he had two good saves. But as you say, he was marked absent for the goal, and I think that the Cork goalie need not reminding of that. But I mean, it's something you would have to learn from as well. You'll have to stay on the line a little bit longer than what he did today.
That's it. Billy O'Shea joins me on the line as well. Billy, we touched on it there, Colm Cooper's positioning at centre forward not working out in the first half, but what a second half by the Gooch. He settled into the game very well, and earned himself a couple of scores, and made a torrid afternoon for the Galway full back line there in the second half.
Well, he did, Alan, in fairness. I mean, we discussed this at half-time, and it actually probably works out better for Cullen to be in the corner at inter-county level. I did make the comparison with himself at club level and what he does with Croke. But he just seemed to be a bit more comfortable in that he knew what run to make in order to get the ball, rather than having to rely on picking up breaks and feeding off the full forward line. He prefers to kind of show for the ball, win it, sell a dummy, take on the man or take a score. And it certainly showed that today, that's probably something that Pat O'Shea and the management will probably have to revert back to. If you want to get more out of the Gooch, you've got to put him into the corner. But just as a general rule of thumb, that was one hell of a great game of football. I mean, scores 121 on conditions like that.
Superb.
And I mean, I was making the comment to a few friends here locally that, you know, talking to you to the wet days, you know, are we good on wet days or are we better on wet days? And geez, I think today we proved it doesn't really matter about weather conditions. Once we set our mind to playing football, we were well able to do it. And man to man, I thought we were quite good up the field, but I think there's a few areas that have to be addressed upon, and certainly the full back line is one area I think that they're going to have to analyse, because I think Daniel Bohan coming in really solidified the full back line, but prior to him coming in we were in real trouble because Mike Meehan was really running the show in there.
Ambrose, just on that, Daniel Bohan, a very interesting selection to come in, great display by the Staxman when he did come in, and it's always important as the championship goes on that options, particularly when things are going a little bit awry, are there on the sideline for Pat O'Shea to use.
Oh, exactly. And I mean, Daniel, to his credit, came in there. Bergen is a good footballer, and have no doubt about that. And I thought Daniel played very well when he went in. But you have to credit the Kerry bench again. We were critical of them in Cork, but they got it spot on again today. Owen Braston played very well when he came on, got involved in the game, as did Tommy Griffin, and indeed as did Darren. So I mean, all our substitutions today paid off. But that one in particular, at the stage when he came in, because it was looking like Bergen and me were going to run us ragged. I mean, in fairness to Daniel, tighten up the whole thing, and we look far more solid with his introduction.
Billy, just looking at that point in the second half when Bradshaw's point, a contested point there, how the umpires can't make a quicker decision, I don't know. But Joe Bergen then, after a save by Murphy, giving Galway a lead, a 2-point lead there. But after that, it was just the floodgates opened, literally, for Kerry, and it was score after score, and quality scores at that.
It was indeed, and I think what they actually did, in fairness to the team, Alan, is that they showed great composure. They never panicked. I mean, that when that goal went in, you know, it looked like God, we were back in it, and then they were 2 points up, and all of a sudden you were kind of saying to yourself, how are we going to respond to this? But, you know, they just picked away nice and handily. They didn't panic by any manner of means. Point for point, Aidan O'Mahony's point put them a few points ahead then, and you could see then that they were really up for it, that they were going to go for the jugular after that. And the quality of the scores that we're seeing today in Croke Park were a joy to watch. And, you know, it was a great answer to football, because I think we've all said that the championship to date has been quite poor. But today I think it certainly was worth the wait, because it was a fantastic game to watch. And just pure quality throughout in terrible conditions. So it was a real joy to watch, Alan, to be honest.
Great, Billy. Ambrose, maybe just finally, the prospect of a Kerry-Cork semi-final. Of course, we have to wait for the outcome tomorrow, but a real possibility that Kerry and Cork could meet. And indeed, on the other side, Wexford and Dublin are repeated the Leinster final as well. So plenty of intrigue left in this championship yet.
Oh, there is. I met my good friend Tommy Carr, who's here with Radio 1, and there's a big smile across his face when Wexford won that game. I think they can't count their chickens either. They've got a county called Tyrone to contend with. As you say, looks like, but I mean, Cork will get a game tomorrow from Kildare. Watch the Kildare game, I think they'll have to improve from their Fermanagh match big time, nearly 100%. But having said that, I mean, it'll be a tough game. Kildare will have no fear of Cork, but hopefully Cork will come through. Wouldn't it be great to have a Kerry-Cork semi-final again? I mean, to bring us all back up to Croke Park again, Alan.
Terrific. Okay, lads, we're going to leave it there. Billy, thanks very much indeed for joining me. Ambrose, who's in Croke Park as well, thanks for your thoughts. Before, during and after, and we'll talk to you on the 24th of August. Very glad to say that. It'll be Kerry in an All-Ireland semi-final doubleheader, the Miners, and the Miners will be in action that day. They are going to be taking on Mayo after Mayo's defeat of Monaghan today, and Tyrone have also progressed at the expense of Roscommon in the other quarter-final, and they will meet Meath in the semi-final. So it's Meath, Tyrone, Kerry, Mayo in the Minors. Kerry, of course, through to the Senior Championship semi-final. They'll play the winners of Cork and Kildare tomorrow. And, of course, Wexford already through. They'll play the winners of Dublin and Tyrone next week. So that's it summed up for you.